Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, I gotta give some tough love. You know I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make things right. I'm here to teach you people. Do you have any concept? I know you do. That's the fucked up thing. I know you know how fucked up this illegal alien invasion is. Forget about this country, but in this fucking city, this once great city, New York, it's fucked. They're giving these illegal aliens $10,000 cash in these credit cards and three beautiful meals a day in fancy hotels that me and you would never, ever be able to afford. They come in and they change their sheets and their pillowcases every fucking day.
Every day.
As everybody in the street walks over our homeless fucking veterans and our own fucking homeless people. And what do these illegal aliens do to thank us? They beat the fuck out of cops and little old ladies. And they go like this in your fucking face and you're paying for all of it. Well, what do? Fuck you. We shut down three fucking shelters in Staten Island more than any other fucking place in this fucking city. How did you? You know how I did it. You follow me. It's very simple. You put pressure on the politicians you put in office. You get a couple of good lawyers. And most important is your fat fucking lazy ass.
Whoa.
Again, you sit there, bitch. What do we do? How do we? And you're staying fucking underwear because you haven't moved off that fucking chair in weeks.
Tell it, baby. Tell
we
it.
Get out there in mass. Not violently.
No.
But fucking hell freezes over angrily.
Tell them.
And loud and in mass. That's how it works. It just happened last night. The city, the mayor was going to put these illegal aliens in another fancy fucking place. And then the people in the community got out in the street and were loud and they were fucking heard. And the mayor backed down. Do you see how it works? You could also vote, but... my vote, it was too cold last week and snowing. My vote don't count. That's why we lost the seat in Queens to the fucking Democrats.
There you go.
Do you understand how pissed off I am at you? I am fucking tired. You don't know how tired I am. Please, fight like it's the last day on your fucking earth.
There you go. That's my man right there. I don't know. Blog Talk's kind of screwing up again, as usual. If you hear snoring in the background, it's Otis. Hear this? That's my boy. So we'll just have to put up with it.
Joe Biden's border policy. Let them all in. By the millions. Illegal immigrants simply turn themselves into Border Patrol and get released into America. It's that easy. One of the illegals Joe Biden set free has now been charged with kidnapping a college student, savagely assaulting her, and murdering her in cold blood. There's a word for what Joe Biden is doing on the border. Evil. Joe Biden's border policy.
This is Lakin Riley, a 22-year-old nursing student. Lakin went out for her morning jog and never came back. The man charged in her brutal murder is an illegal alien released into America by Joe Biden. Apprehended at the border, but Biden let him go. One of millions Biden has released. And now a beautiful young woman is dead. Biden won't even say her name. Lakin Riley. This is Lakin Riley, a 22-year-old nursing...
All right. Everything keeps going. If you hear Otis snoring, we'll just have to put up with it. And kind of sounds like Joe from Montana, actually. Let me see who's on the switchboard. Bianchi. Gene.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm fed up with it too, Donnie. I'm fed up with it.
Yes, sir. It is something.
And the death of that nursing student.
Yes.
Is on Joe Biden and Fannie. Because the rhetoric that Fannie is doing is putting up with Joe Biden trying to keep Trump distracted.
Yes.
Because he wouldn't allow what's going on the border to continue. He would have stopped it.
Yes, he would.
So she has the blood on her hand along with Joe Biden and his derelict of duty and abandonment of his oath to the Constitution of the United States of America.
That's right. We should, let me get these callers. 225, you're on, and Skype, you are on.
Hello, Donna C.
Hey, how you doing?
This is Mike. You know, kind of remind that whole you're tired and all that stuff, that reminds me of the old bit that was done by Bill Cosby in one of his shows about remembering the worst beating he ever got by his mama. All right, and when he said, it's always about, when women talk, it's always about being sick and tired. And when his mama said, I'm sick, he said, and tired. I don't remember what happened after that, is what he said. But that, yeah, I'm sick and tired. We're getting to the point of being sick and tired of being sick and tired.
There you go.
You know? That's where we are right now. And Fannie Willis, oh, they think they're all smart and, you know, all that shit about, oh, I don't remember and I don't recall. That shit's not flying right now.
No.
You know? We've got your goddamn text messages and all this other stuff. You know, we've got your damn text messages. Now get you behind bars.
Yep. That's right. You're right. I tell you what, Mayorkas, his bullshit's got, you know, we need to put him in prison. That guy has got nothing but bullshit on his, every time he opens his mouth. It's just sickening. People are dying left and right on this, on drugs that's coming over the border. We're letting in Chinese nationals now. I don't know what the hell else. Pianchi, what do you think?
I seen a guy standing on the corner and he was leaning over on a 45. I never seen that. That's beyond the elements of physics. How in the heck do they do that?
Pianchi, you've lost your mind. Oh, no.
This man was leaning every bit of a 45-degree angle. From the ankles up, man.
I've seen him lean. I have seen him lean. I don't know if I've seen him that bad.
It looked like his feet was embedded in concrete.
Yes. Oh, man. Oh.
Yeah.
And that Otis, poor Otis, is snoring away over here. My microphone.
Good for Otis, man. He deserves some downtime. Hey, look, Johnny.
Hey,
Johnny, Pianchi gave me an idea, man. In addition to that crime that Pianchi wants to charge Willis with, I say we charge with election interference. You want to know why? Because it is clear to me that her bogus, wholly illegitimate persecution of Donald Trump is designed to protect the man, prevent the man with a serious shot at winning, who is most likely to do something meaningful about the illegal alien invasion at the border. So I submit to you, we charge your ass with election interference.
I like that idea.
Another thing, and a big back on what my man said, look, when you listen to lawyers, now remember, lawyers rely upon assets like their memory to remember dates, times, laws, precedents, you know,
right,
the testimony of people when they're being cross-examined and examined on the witness stand. Memory
right.
is one of the most important and singular assets for most attorneys, even bad ones. They usually have good memory. And when they get up on the stand and say they can't recall 50,000 times about things that would be seemingly singular, when you're making
right.
statements about a law partner friend of yours, you're making statements about his affair with another person, and
yeah.
on and on, things like this that ought to be singular standout moments in your life. The only reason they say things like that is to avoid perjuring themselves. Everybody
right.
sees through it. That's
it. Stars, the first time I heard an attorney or a so-called attorney use that thing, use that saying, I don't remember, I don't recall, was when they hauled Hillary Clinton in to talk about Whitewater.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, man.
Remember you very
know,
well.
I don't remember, I don't recall. And that led, you know what that led to? That led to Rush Limbaugh's parody
yep.
song guy coming up with, I don't remember my mind that a blender is
blender, yeah, that was so funny. That was one of the best parodies ever done in song. I love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had some kind of Hillary Clinton impersonator who was doing her voice, and she was spot on. She sounded just like her. I remember that was brilliant parody.
Yeah, but that's the thing. What should have happened with these people, they knew they were going to do this, right? I think they knew they were going to do this. They missed the chance by asking a series of questions that should have been asked before this was, okay, do you remember graduating high school? Do you remember getting into college? Do you remember getting into law school? Do you remember passing out of law school? Do you remember passing the bar? Those are the questions that should have been asked. Yes
right.
or no? The answer to those questions should have been yes or no. And if they ask those questions yes or no, then if they ask them yes, and you go on to ask the other questions, do you remember, you know, how many calls, all this stuff, and they go, they don't recall, how can you remember all these questions
yeah.
in your past, in your deep
right.
past, and you can't remember this stuff that happened just recently? If they say no, it would have been a perjury trap.
That's right.
You know?
Absolutely. They know
right.
what they're doing. They know what they're evading. And that's why it's so important to have witnesses on the stand so you can judge their demeanor. Not just enough to look at a transcript and see from a transcript, unless maybe there's a lot of ums and hoods, and ahs in there. Maybe you could glean something from that. But it is absolutely vital to have. That's why the framers of the Constitution said to have witnesses, confront witnesses that are testifying against them, because it's important to watch a person's demeanor on the stand and look for signs of deception and nervousness and/or sincerity. So I mean, you can evaluate it for yourself by seeing the person. We're human beings. We respond to the cues that other human beings give off. We understand this. And everything is not just cut and dried legalism. There's also the things that we know comport with human nature. And one of those things is emotions, facial expressions, and gestures on the stand. So, hey, that's why it's so important. And when we looked at Terrence Bradley, we were looking at a man who wanted to be anywhere but there.
But yeah. there, yeah. You're right.
And then that whole set. That whole 60-second segment where they ask Wade a question, and he's just sweating profusely, looking in it with a 100-yard stare, you know,
yeah.
Just sweating profusely, you know. He didn't
yeah.
want to answer the question, but that's a tell.
Indeed, it is.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's why, you know, when people talk about our judicial system, they complain quite rightly about the things that are screwed up, that ain't one of them. That right there is not
right.
one of the things that's screwed up about our judicial system. The right to confront witnesses against you.
man, and they
you
did.
Know, and they, I mean, think about this. You know, they put Trump on the stand, right? In that New York fraud trial, right? And he says, okay, read these paragraphs. He goes and explain them to us. And he goes to do it, and they stop him, and they don't let him do it. You know, when they don't let him do that stuff, what are we to think? He knows what those paragraphs mean. He knows, all right? He's an expert. He's a real estate expert, all right? He knows. If you're going to call him up and ask him, let him talk. Let him explain away those paragraphs. But we know why they didn't want to do that, because if they did let him explain that stuff away, that judge who was obviously against him would have had to throw the goddamn thing out.
Oh, no, no. He would have done it. No, no. He would have done what he's going to do anyway. Letting him read it would be part of the record. That's why you want to have it in there. To have it as part of the record for an appeal. Look, the fix was in. They were going to get him no matter what he read or did. It didn't matter. The fix was in. You want to get all that stuff to be on the record as the basis for an appeal. That's the point of it.
Yep.
Now you're right. 2.4, you're on.
But here's the deal, guys. All this lawfare shit, it's disintegrating all over the place on him. You know, he's gonna win these cases in New York on appeal. Is Trump?
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna win them all.
Oh yeah.
Egan Carroll is not gonna see a penny of that $83 million.
No.
They're not gonna get a penny of that $400+ million that they say he owes. They're not gonna get a penny of it. All right. That's it. And what's her name has already lost her case, I think, the Alvin Bragg case. You know, these are not smart people that are trying to get Trump. You know, from Alvin Bragg to Letitia James to Fannie Willis to the, I mean, that happened weeks ago, but the lawyer from Colorado that was defending them kicking him off the ballot, you know.
Yeah.
He's not a smart guy either. You know, the Supreme Court justice has ripped him to shreds.
Well, look, I would go along with you in normal time. Here's the wild card, the joker in the whole deck. That is their fear and hatred and derangement around Donald Trump. It causes them to do things that, even as corrupt as the New York judicial system is, they wouldn't normally do. I mean, it is the wild card that makes it possible, I think, to predict anything they are willing to do. I do not think we can overestimate the depth of Trump derangement syndrome with these people. They literally view him as an existential threat to their prospects and their agenda. We cannot underestimate it.
Absolutely.
They're desperate.
Absolutely, but here's the deal. The lawfare in Atlanta is disintegrating before everybody's eyes. You know? That's happening. It's likely, probably just about maybe 65-70% likely that the case in Florida, the judge in Florida is going to dismiss this thing with prejudice. All right? You know?
Right.
Because they're trying to expedite it, and she's not allowing it. You know? Which she shouldn't do, because she needs, this is an important thing that she has to get into these files, and these are top secret files, or supposedly top secret files, and
nice.
She needs to get into them and figure out what's going on in there, and they want this thing to happen now, right now.
Yeah, they want to get it done.
And you know what, though? But here's
and they need it now.
Yeah,
but Georgia,
Georgia is not as corrupt as New York. I mean, it's bad in a lot of places. Fulton County in particular is the nexus, the center of some of the worst corruption. So Georgia's not as bad as New York. There are, see, Fulton County is every bit as bad as New York. But if they take this away from Fulton County, even if they decide to keep the case alive, it will go to another venue that is probably more just. And that's the difference between Fulton County and New York. I think the entire New York judicial system, perhaps with the exception of maybe the Supreme Court, and I'm not sure about that, the New York Supreme Court, I think it's just thoroughly corrupt, and it cannot be trusted under any circumstance.
Well, the thing with the New York Supreme, and maybe the New York Supreme Court, because they've already smacked down Engoron several times.
Four times.
They may be just as crooked, but in this case, they've smacked him down a couple of times. So we'll see what happens with the New York Supreme Court. You know, he's gonna take this case to the Supreme Court. We'll see what they do. You know, we'll see if they say no. The extra fees, the interest goes away, you know, which it should. And hell, the entire first judgment goes away. We don't know what's going to happen with this. This New York Supreme Court is a wild card.
Speaking of criminals, since we're all part of talking about criminals right now, did you hear what happened in Irving, Texas yesterday?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Didn't?
Nope.
There was this Brinks armored car, right? And this guy was, or this armored car officer guy, security guy, whatever, was getting money out of an ATM at a bank. I've been by the bank over there. Okay, it's about 20, 30 miles from here. And a guy came up and robbed him. Gun, armed robbery. Not only did he take cash, was about $10,000-$20,000, but the guy stripped his pants off.
What?
In the middle of daylight. Took his gun off and his pants off. And they got it on video.
Wow.
In broad daylight. And he got what?
I don't know.
Imagine that.
Damn.
The guy's down on the ground and the robber is jerking his fucking pants off in a gun belt. Gets away. Just
gets
Google
away.
It. Yeah, people setting their video in instead of calling 911. They setting their video in the damn thing.
Oh, yeah, you got to get those clicks, you know. Come on.
Yeah, got to get them now. Yeah, hell yeah. I tell you, man, that's crazy. Wow.
That is crazy.
What is this country turning into? Jeez.
I don't know.
Every one of those states that sent National Guard down on Texas to help them at the border. Every last one of those state legislatures should vote to remove Joe Biden from their state ballot.
Absolutely. Hard work.
Why not? Let them go to court. Spend their money. Pianchi, somebody sent me this. Let me find out who it is. Chris's World sent me this to play for you. It's an actor, and I swear I don't know his name. I've seen him a million times on TV, but I can't tell you his name. But this is at CPAC. No. Turning Point USA.
California has gone out of committee to approve slave reparations to be paid to people who were never slaves, to be paid for by people who never owned slaves. In a state that never had slaves. That's like paying child support for a child you never had,
to a woman you never fucked.
Okay. That's for you, Bianchi.
Wow.
Oh, wherever.
Well,
Bianchi.
You know, that does happen, though. If you paid child support to a child that wasn't yours, and sometime along the line you found out you wasn't and tried to walk away from it,
can't do
then
it.
The courts would say, no, you got to continue.
Right.
At that point in time, you should tell the court to go to hell, but you know how that works in that particular instance. But I tell you what, we had an event here in Louisiana, a home show, and Article 5, Convention of States, volunteers signed up hundreds of people. And the way we made them stop is say, do you want term limits for federal officials? Man, they formed another line inside our booth after they got in.
Good. Good.
Good for us.
That's the winner. That point right there, term limits. People want that.
I asked them, I said, this federal debt, some of them came up with the grandchildren. I said, this federal debt, who you think's going to have to pay for that? And I pointed at their child. He said, man, give me that tablet.
Yeah. Damn, that's good, Bianchi. I just downloaded my COS pamphlet.
I'm surprised. Donnie, see, I'm surprised that Lori's not here.
Oh, she's
Lori
in the chat. He's in the chat. He's here in spirit.
She's probably lurking back there in the shadows somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Lori Ann is in the chat. And she'll be here soon. As I said, if you hear snoring in the background, that's my dog. He is real old and he's sick, so I'm going to let him go ahead and sleep.
It's interesting.
He deserves to let him have it.
It's interesting, though, that these guys that obviously are smart enough to get into law school don't remember that they texted to each other, you know, and talked about shit.
Right. All of a sudden get and the text messages, he couldn't remember why he wrote what he wrote. He couldn't remember anything.
Absolutely. And the point we talked about, you know, Donnie, you weren't with us. I don't think you were with us last night. But the point we talked about last night was about this geofencing and
right.
Wade lying about his phone not being at Fannie Willis's place.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was listening last night.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, and it's like, okay. Geofencing works for people that were at the thing, at the, but it doesn't work for people who were obviously stuffing ballot boxes, and it doesn't work for lawyers that were boffing their bosses.
You're right, Mike. You're right.
You know? Obviously.
Let me get Brother Joe on. Joseph?
Yeah, how you doing? You hear me okay?
You didn't do a show Tuesday night there, Joe. I was looking
no.
for you. Cinnamon said,
no.
Tuesday night.
I was in court until 5 o'clock. So by the time I got back, I was just fed up and frustrated and pissed off, you know.
Oh yeah, I got you.
I mean, you know, I guess, you know, if I ask my lawyer this question, let me ask you this. Do you know that if I'm out on a date, let's just say, or just say we're out at dinner, you and I want to poison you, right? I could poison you, and on your way home while you're driving, if you get dizzy because you got toxins in your system, you got poison in your system, you'll get arrested for DUI. Even if I had come out and admit that I poisoned you, you could still get arrested for DUI, my lawyer tells me. Bullshit. How could you get arrested for DUI? How?
That's what he told me.
That's what he told me. This is what the guy I paid $2,200 to get me off of DUI. But that, I mean, you know my story. We're not going to go over it again. This is what I paid him for 2 years later to finally show up in court for the first time to tell me that we can't challenge the blood test. We can't do anything. I just need to plead guilty.
Wow.
Well, that's not true, Joe. You know the law already allows to challenge the blood test if you meet the criteria.
I know, Sarge. Before we went over that, Sarge. This is before we went over Sarge. Just afterwards.
Well, see, there goes the lawyer. He's supposed to know better. It's right there in the statute.
Yeah, I know.
You should charge him.
And then we're out in the middle of the hallway. I'm arguing with him in front of everybody. Like, we got a whole crowd circled around us. And he goes, I'm the lawyer, and you're telling me what the law is. I said, yo, man, I said, is everybody listening to this garbage, you know?
Yeah, you know what? A good lawyer would figure out a way to make your blood test fall within the confines of that exception to challenge the blood test and get it thrown out. If they throw out the blood test, there goes most of their case.
It's tainted. They injected me with Narcan. They injected me. It's tainted.
I know.
The blood is tainted.
But remember, they know of the Narcan because of the blood test. So if you get the blood test popped out, there goes their case.
I know. That's what I'm trying to tell the lawyer, and he wouldn't agree with me. You know, it was just another kangaroo job. Kangaroo is another way a lawyer screwed me over in my life. And, you know, in all my life, I've been nothing but screwed over by lawyers, and I'm sick of it. You know, I'm just sick of it. You know?
Well, he's not the only one out there. He's not the only one out there. There are some that are good, and they can't give you sound legal advice and do your thing.
We're on the second floor of the hallway, right? And they got big windows, you know. And we're standing next to the windows, and he's got his back to it. And while he's talking to me, arguing with me, I'm thinking to myself, I'd just like to kick him right inside the head right now, and let him go right through that window. You know, that's what I felt like doing.
Well, then again, you know, this is another thing, though. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Bianca. This is another thing that could be a silver lining and all that, even if you're forced to stick with the guy. Check it out. Okay. There's such a thing as ineffective counsel.
Ineffectiveness of counsel.
And this guy gives you bad advice. Well, you got to basically appeal for ineffective counsel. Ineffective advice of counsel.
Withdraw my plea. I got to withdraw my plea. That's what I'm going to do, withdraw my plea. Watch, they're going to give me a problem on that. They're going to say, oh, you can't.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know I can withdraw my plea. I know I can. I have 10 days. I have 10 days. In district court, you have 10 days to withdraw your plea.
Well, do it Monday, first thing. Go do it Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
You know,
crazy.
Why do you think
this lazy?
Why do you think, you know, we're talking about Joe being screwed over and stuff, but why do you think people, particularly in Atlanta, in Fulton County, are for Trump right now? Because they see that he's being screwed over, you know?
Yeah.
Or they're trying to screw him over. You know, it's like, okay. And they know, the people in Fulton County and Atlanta and stuff know all about Fannie Willis. They know who she is. They know what she is.
People across the country have been getting screwed over for years. For years, and especially black people and Hispanics. So now we should ride on that coattail right there and get their vote and say, yeah, now we understand how you guys have been getting screwed over. Because now it's happened to Trump. You know what I mean? This is an issue that we could ride on.
Oh, yeah. We need to highlight that. You know, abuse in the system is something that, I don't know, black people have always been exorcised about, sometimes legitimately.
Yeah.
Sometimes not, but nonetheless, whether rightly or wrongly, they've been always agitated about the notion that the system is wrongly against us. And all that matters is that we say, okay, you got a point there. See what that's about.
Yep. Yeah.
We see how arbitrary it is.
Why don't you come with us and let's try to fix it? After all, didn't Donald Trump do exactly that with the First Step Act on a federal level? He did exactly that. We don't have to make it up. Donald Trump actually did enact a federal legislative reform with regard to incarceration. All we have to do is tell him the truth. We ain't got to make it up.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
I know.
People were always asking, in the middle of those riots, why is he doing prison criminal justice reform? Well, that's why.
Well, let me tell you, this is, you know, we got, like, you know, Tuesday, obviously, Super Tuesdays, and that's it. I'm going to tell you right now, I got people contacting me left and right supporting me, so I don't know. I may have this thing. I don't know. I got a really good feeling. Like, people are starting groups up without me even knowing it, supporting me on Nextdoor apps. So, I mean,
very good.
I mean, that's good. I know that's good. I've never had, you know, I didn't see that last time, so... You know, a lot of people are emailing me saying they support me, and win or lose, they want me to keep going, you know, with the activism and everything, start a group up, you know what I mean? So.
I got another outrage for you guys. Well, I hope you're sitting down before you hear this one. No. California Democrats have now introduced a bill, Assembly Bill 1840, that would allow illegal aliens to get interest-free home loans. And now, look, this is what the assembly member who introduced it, a guy named Joaquin Arambula. He's a Fresno representative. Arambula. Yeah. He says it's that ambiguity for undocumented individuals, that's what he called them, despite the fact that they've qualified under existing criteria, such as having a qualified mortgage, underscores the pressing need for us to introduce legislation. For illegal fucking aliens.
And these
Democrats, will tell you this with a straight face and dare you to challenge.
They're exempt. They got gun control measures now where they can go into gun stores now and buy a gun. They're exempt from background checks. They're exempt.
There's nothing like Democrats, man. There's nothing like Democrats. I'm sorry. I know people talk about corruption in both parties. But the Democrats, their corruption is insane. Not even rational.
This guy came back from El Salvador, right? He's an American, right? He's a pastor. He does blog, he does a YouTube show. And he's telling the story how they checked his bag when he got back, searched him, wanted to know where he was going, where he went. Do they do that to the illegals down at the border? No. But they do it to us Americans, don't they? Okay. So, yeah, you noticed he got pissed off. Yeah, now join the, get on the bandwagon. Now you see, right? Now you see, you know? what your government's doing.
Look who's trying to run for Dallas County Sheriff here in Texas. A person named Chris Mohammed.
Oh, boy.
Wink, wink. Wink, wink.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Mohammed.
Right. Sheriff of Dallas County. My God.
Well, now, isn't that special?
That's special. Right?
Anytime you hear that Mohammed name, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. You're in trouble. Damn right. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean that's the thing. These people that like you said, there may be corruption in the Republican Party, but the Democrats have perfected it.
Hell yeah. And then some.
I mean, you got a guy, I can't remember his name, but he's doing old school corruption. All right? He's asking him to be paid in fucking gold bars.
Yep.
You know?
Well.
You know?
All I know is voter turnout is real low. Voter turnout is real low, man. Real low.
Is that going to be good for you, Joe?
I don't know if that's good for me or not. I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked into that
Joe,
at all. But
Joe, look at the bright side. Maybe it's because the Democrats are discouraged. You ever think about that?
Yeah, that's true.
I, could be. Yeah, it could be. I don't know. All I know is, like I said, all I know is Tuesday. All I know is tomorrow and Monday. I got to be, first soon as I wake up in the morning, it's a reasonable hour. I got to be on those phones and calling voters and trying to get the vote out, you know. And Tuesday, I got to be bouncing around from poll to poll to poll. And hopefully I can get some people to freaking help me, you know, stand at these polls and hand out my flyers. Because, you know, that's what I've been doing every day, standing at the polls, handing out my, well, you know, my cards and everything. And most people have taken them and then, you know, and come back out and talk to me. So it's a good way to get votes. You know, I had that kid that called in my show. He said he had COVID or something. He couldn't make it the other day. So he said, oh, his wife got sick or something. So he didn't know if he had COVID, so he didn't want to make it. I don't know if you guys heard. Remember that kid that called in on my show? He said he helped me. So I don't know, but I'll give him a call Tuesday, see if he can come. But, I mean, if anybody else is out there listening, if they're in my area, I need help. So
I know one thing, Joe.
Yeah.
I know one thing, Joe, that I was watching earlier today, and when Trump was over there in North Carolina, he had a goddamn full house.
Oh, yeah. That was the Coliseum, yeah. Yeah, I had my registration to go, but I didn't go. So I just didn't go. I had too much to do here with my election, you know. I tried to get a media pass, and they wouldn't approve me for a media pass. So then I said, screw it, I'm not going to go then, you know.
Yeah.
But that's enthusiasm for Joe Biden is not that. Nobody likes Joe Biden.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nobody ever.
Trump was in Virginia today and tonight and did a pretty hour and a half or something speech, man. And the place was packed, just packed.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, he's doing two-a-day. Now, he's not gonna, the next 2 days he's not going to do anything, but because he's going hot and heavy for Tuesday.
Well, he won Missouri today. The caucus, I believe, was Missouri. And there's another state that was voting today, too, but I can't remember.
Who was it? Yeah, I don't know who it was either.
I don't remember. Yeah, there's. I'll have to go see if I can find that real quick.
I think it was it California? No.
It's one of these states. It's one of these states: Missouri, Arkansas.
Missouri did it.
One of these states around here.
He won the
That's weird. On a Saturday? A Saturday? Well, that's weird.
That's the second one. They had one a couple weeks ago on a Saturday. Kind of weird. But you know
I know. Yeah, you know, Saturday, that's kind of, that's very weird. Why not just have it on Tuesday when everybody else does it, you know?
But I guess you get more voters, maybe. Let's see what's it.
Yeah, I guess.
Saturday trial.
You know, when you have 9-day voting.
Let me see what.
Yeah.
Saturday.
I know, it was raining out yesterday, man. I was freezing my ass off, man. I forgot my umbrella. Standing out there, man, I was getting soaked.
Okay, here's Idaho Republican caucuses Saturday, securing all 32 available delegates in his March 2 the nomination. There's another, this trifecta. In addition to Iowa, Trump secured victory Saturday in caucuses in Missouri and Michigan. So there you go. He got three.
Oh, you know he won. Nikki Haley didn't even come close. She even lost in South Carolina, her home state.
No. Well, she was, but she didn't spend any money. She didn't get a few things.
The general feel is that she's going to drop out after Tuesday.
Well,
said she was hanging out until Super Tuesday.
Yeah, she said, well, Tuesday is Super Tuesday, isn't it?
Yep.
Tuesday? Yeah.
She said she was given until March 5th. March 5th.
March 5th, yeah.
Damn,
anyway. you're going to lose anyway. Anybody that can't win your own state, give it up. Give it up. I mean, come on. Really?
What was it Mondale or was it, what's his name in the 70s that ran against Nixon that couldn't win his own state?
Reagan and Mondale.
Yeah, 49 states or something like that. Mondale was out of it like the first hour of voting. I mean, calling it for Reagan, I go, man, that was quick. Usually, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm out.
I still had time to go to the bar. Yeah, Reagan had it locked, man. And Nixon, too. Nixon kicked ass. And then get busted like he did.
Remember that guy Dukakis? Remember that guy Dukakis? Who'd he run against? Dukakis, remember him?
Reagan?
Was it Reagan? I thought it was George H.W.
Was it Reagan or was it Bush? But, yeah.
Yeah,
best shot and sound bites.
Yeah,
that guy tried to do the whole tank thing, and that torpedoed his campaign.
Oh, man. You ain't lying. When I seen that guy sticking his head out of that tank with that helmet, I said, no way in hell.
That was his whole campaign.
That was hilarious.
I got a picture of Sarge in a tank. He sure looked different than Dukakis, I can tell you that. That was hilarious. Oh, I felt sorry. Now, his sister was that actress. I can't think of her name, but she was I think she won an Academy Award once.
Olympia.
Yeah, that's it. Olympia. Dukakis. That's right. Well, you get a hell of a memory.
Was it Fried Green Tomatoes or something like that in?
I don't watch that stuff. I don't know.
No, I'm just trying.
If it isn't porn, I don't watch it. So.
Hey, at least you admit it.
Yeah. Well, Gene told me somebody, you know, died. And I had no idea a couple of weeks ago it was a country singer, Toby Keith.
Toby Keith.
Yeah, Gene, you told me about that. 62 of stomach cancer. Hell, I didn't even know that.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, and then Rothschild died this week.
Who?
Rothschild.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Rothschild.
Yay. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
More evil is gone.
Yeah.
More evil.
Oh, no. Yep. Oh, no. Rothschilds aren't evil. No. They don't have any money. They're broke.
Rothschilds don't have any money?
I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, okay. Okay. Boy, put that pipe down. Oh,
what were you
narking
for?
I was awake. I was fully awake. I don't even know why. They told me they were giving me an IV. Next thing I know, man, they shot. My body felt all warm. My heart felt like it was going to explode. I said, "What the heck?" I thought they were trying to kill me. I thought I was set up. You know, they were trying to whack me from years ago. You know, because there's still a contract out on me. And you know, and I thought I was dead. And he goes, oh, it's just Narcan. I said, God, what the hell? I tried whipping it out of my arm. I said, I'm not a freaking drug user. You know, and then they sat on me, held me down. They Narcan me because they thought I was having an overdose from opiates, you know.
Oh.
So, because I did have a prescription for opiates. I had a prescription for Percocet, you know. But
were you passing out?
You can't
out
OD for that. What's that?
Were you passing out?
No, I was coming home from Greensboro. I just made an undercover drug buy with the Greensboro Narcotics Division. I bought 21 grams of crystal meth and about a quarter ounce, half ounce of fentanyl and a couple 8 balls of crack cocaine. So, we, you know, after I did the debriefing, signed the statements and then blah, 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 they took photographs of it. But, you know, shook hands, see you later. I get in my car. I'm going home. I get off the exit. I light up a cigarette. All of a sudden, I get dizzy. All of a sudden, I feel like I'm going to throw up. So I pull over, and, you know, and I start sweating real bad. And, you know, so I didn't know. I didn't know what it was, you know. Like, remember, that's the COVID crap was going around back then, too, you know. So I didn't have no idea that I was exposed. I thought of it later. And then so somebody called the paramedics because they saw me on the side of the road parked. They thought I was, you know, I needed help. That's how they are down here in North Carolina, you know. So the lady even came, knocked on the window. Are you okay? I said, no, I'm fine. I was just feeling sick. She goes, well, I called 911 for you. And I said, oh, great. You know, I said, you know, I got to wait for them, you know, tell them I'm okay. So because I didn't think nothing of it. And the EMS guy says, come into the ambulance. We'll check you out. I get in the ambulance, you know, to get checked out. He says my vitals are okay. It even says it in the police report. All my vitals were okay. I seemed like I was a coherent. I was okay. I didn't need no sobriety test. So I don't know why they shot me up with Narcan. I don't understand why, but they did. And then the state trooper came later on, and they arrested me for DUI.
Oh, man. That's bogey.
Yeah, it is.
Couldn't fight that?
After you just did an undercover thing.
Yeah, well, I didn't tell them.
Which
would make
sense as to why if anything was in your system, especially fentanyl. Fentanyl is nothing to mess with.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You touch it, it's in your system.
Oh, yeah. You know, it could have killed me. You know? I mean, if it was potent enough, it could have killed me. I mean, I did not know. You know? I mean, I didn't think nothing of it. I never got exposed before. You know? I didn't think nothing of it.
You ought to send your lawyer a bill.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Your lawyer sounds like he was messed up.
Yeah, I have all the paperwork.
Wow.
I got text messages.
You did not represent me to the best of your ability or under the law.
Yeah. Yeah, I got text messages, everything that shows everything that happened, me talking to the narcotics, hey, I'm on my way, yeah, me talking to the drug dealer, me meeting the drug dealers at the house, me, you know, I got everything in black and white, man.
Program, which is a creature of the Biden administration, he could have been sponsored in by somebody who actually is responsible.
And what is that?
Somebody's playing something.
There you go. It's gone.
Yeah. So, all right.
You ought to go up to North Carolina and have him represent you. Sounds like he knows more about what the hell's going on with the law.
Yeah.
Lawyer. Jeez.
Well, like I said, I got all the proof and everything, man, you know, and it's just like, I don't understand what's going on here. I just don't understand. You know, I think
you
my lawyer
should
take a jack of that.
Yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
You would have been.
He didn't represent you. It's a money thing.
No, he didn't.
Pay the cash and get the hell out of my way and take your
punishment. Don't they take
2 years? 2 years. 2 years, Donnie, this has been continued on now. 2 years. And they want to try to bring this to trial right before the primary, right before I get, you know, during the election, you know?
Of course. Yeah. Guys.
So.
By the way, Adam Schiff and Steve Garvey is in a tie for the Senate race. And that's a good thing. I don't know about
Adam
Steve
Schiff.
Schiff. But Adam Schiff is, I hope he loses.
Why? Who's Adam Schiff? Is he, I don't know, is he a good guy or a bad guy? I don't know who that is.
Terrible. Oh, you don't know who Adam, well, you would if you've seen him. You've seen him. He lies all the time. I mean, even Garvey, they had a debate, and I was watching some of the debate, and Garvey said, hey, You get out in front of a camera and all you do is lie to the people. That's all you do. Lie.
I like that.
And who stepped down this week?
Mitch McConnell, by the way.
Yeah, Mr. Turtleneck.
Yeah, good thing. But look who's Brasco and the dude from Texas. God damn, what's his name?
Corn,
yeah. He, Brasco and somebody else has put their hat in a ring. And we don't want none of them. We don't want any one of them. I don't know who they'll pick. We don't want those.
The system is corrupt.
Oh, hell yeah, it's corrupt.
I mean, I feel bad. You know what? I will never go back to work undercover for them ever again. I will never do nothing. The only thing I might do is go, like, rescue kids or something, go work for a contractor. But I will never work for the government or any three-letter agency ever again. I don't care how much money they want to pay me. I don't care. Never, never, I swear.
Yeah, I
don't know why you done that anyway. It's just like playing Russian roulette. You might as well
that's what my dad told me.
It's empty and put it up against your head. You don't know what they're going to do. You know they're evil and crooked.
Yep. Yeah, but now we know that. But maybe he didn't know that back then. I wouldn't have never guessed it, you know?
I was going to fentanyl. I was going on the drug thing, you know? I was going after drug dealers, you know? I mean, how could you go wrong doing that? You know,
I do agree. You know, back then, back in the day, I would have trusted the FBI. Yeah, I'll help you any way I can. Not knowing that they were going to hose me in the end. Now we know what they're all about. Well, I don't think anybody would help them. I sure
would. Not today you wouldn't want to help the FBI. Hey, when I got out of electronics school, I was gonna go to work for the FBI as an electronics technician. I already had the paper signed, 09 yards. Guy was gonna get me in. He had hard. But then after that, I started realizing, wait a minute, these people aren't really what they cracked up to be, especially Waco. Kind of proved me.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah, Waco.
They would have had Jim Weiner and Game of Koresh's compound.
Yeah. But I remember that guy that was going to get me in there said, you can go anywhere in the world as an electronics technician.
Well, I imagine.
You'd be bugging people's houses. You're bugging people's houses and everything, whatever they do.
And you're playing music down there like Waco did, you know, the crying babies and animal killings and all that. Man, fuck that shit, no. Nah, don't want no part of it. Nope.
Now, a couple years ago, I remember there was this people that, I'm not going to say who, but they were investigating them, and they were like, well, since you know these guys, you want to talk to the CTU, which is counterterrorism unit with the FBI. And I was like, no, I'm not dealing with no FBI. So, you know, I know that didn't piss them off because they understood, but I was trying to realize, like, why didn't they stick up for me on this DUI? You know, I'm trying to figure it out. I don't understand.
Yeah. Joe, do you know who Mark Robinson is? He's running for governor.
He's running for governor, yeah.
Good guy?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Okay, Trump endorsed him. I just wondered if you agreed with that.
Oh, yeah, yep. So, Trump endorsed him? Yeah, that's good. Yep. That's good.
Yeah, Trump endorsed him. Now, Peter Schweitzer has got a book coming out pretty quick, Blood Money. And it's supposed to open your eyes to a lot of things. I'm going to play a little bit of his interview.
Thing is now to open up the program, and he's out with the explosive new book called Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. A senior contributor here at Breitbart News, the president of the Government Accountability Institute and best-selling author, Peter Schweitzer, joins us now to open up the program. Mr. Peter, thanks for joining us here on Breitbart News Saturday. Congratulations on this book. It's extremely explosive stuff.
Well, thank you, Matt. It's always great to talk with you, and I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, so let's start at, like, a meta level here, because I've been tracking your books all the way back to Throw Them All Out. Every time you come out with a book, they're extremely explosive. This one's different than other books, right? Like, in that you go really, really deep into how the Chinese Communist Party has engaged in a really sophisticated strategy to go after the United States. Yes, you've got all the explosive scoops of the, you know, this politician and that politician is corrupted, but this one has this, like, through line, if you will, that is really, really explosive stuff that really lays out kind of at least to them, we're at war. Maybe not our side. Maybe the United States doesn't seem to understand this, but to them, we are. Let's start with the broader theme of the book. So we did a story on what you call in the book disintegration warfare. This Chinese military manifesto of how they're going after the United States using drugs, social chaos, all sorts of other stuff. They're giving guns to criminals here in the United States. Walk us through what is disintegration warfare. How is the Chinese military targeting the United States? What is this? How does this all connect? And then we'll get into kind of some of the specific things that come out in the book.
Sure, Matt. Yeah, I mean, disintegration warfare is a doctrine. It was encapsulated in a book published in China by military officers called Disintegration Warfare. And the strategy is pretty straightforward. The strategy is, why have a kinetic war where we kill Americans, they kill us, we get damaged? Why not simply try to defeat them in war without actually appearing that we are at war? And what that means is, they are going to, and they are developing and using strategies that are designed to divide Americans, to encourage social chaos, to turn American against American. You know, there's been a lot of turmoil in the country in terms of, just social division. Well, it turns out that some of that is magnified by China. I mean, they have a facility in China where they have thousands of military officers, each one which has thousands of social media accounts in the West, and they're posing as Americans. And basically half of these social media accounts say America's a racist society, and the other half say I only like white people. And it's designed to magnify, we have some divisions in our country, but to make it worse. And that's just one example of this strategy. And the strategy, as they say it, is let's defeat the United States without actually having to fire a shot. And that's essentially what their strategy is. And they've been doing it over the last decade, and it manifests itself in all kinds of ways.
Right. So the most explosive stuff in this book, I think, is all about the fentanyl trade. Right. So can you lay out for us and we've all known that China, fentanyl comes from China, that it comes through Mexico, right, like through the border into the United States, and it kills 100,000 Americans a year. Right. These are the typical Republican talking points. But what you go into here in Blood Money is just how sophisticated this operation is and how intricately involved the CCP is in every step of the way. Can you lay that out for us? Lay out the fact of how the Chinese are using fentanyl as a weapon against Americans.
Yeah. So sure, it begins with who's actually involved in the fentanyl trade. And as I point out in the book, a lot of the people involved in the fentanyl trade actually have senior positions in the CCP or their advisors to the CCP government. But the links in this chain of fentanyl that is poisoning 100,000 Americans, every link in that chain is a Chinese operation. The Mexican cartels are really the junior partners. So the precursors, we all know the precursors come from China. 90% of them land at a port called the Port of Manzanillo on the west coast of Mexico. Everybody wonders, why can't we stop these precursors? Well, part of it is the international terminal in Manzanillo in Mexico is actually run by a Chinese company. It's very close to the Chinese state. Those precursors come into the Port of Manzanillo. They are then moved to a town in northern Mexico where, according to leaked documents from the Department of Homeland Security that I obtained, 2,000 Chinese nationals essentially operate as chemists. They essentially take the precursors to create the fentanyl poison itself. That's done by 2,000 Chinese nationals.
These are Chinese nationals, people from China that live in northern Mexico on our border, and they're doing this right there.
Exactly right. And so now you have fentanyl, but you have to put it into pill form because the vast majority of people dying of fentanyl poisoning don't even know they're taking fentanyl. They think they're taking an Adderall or a Vicodin or something like that. So you need to take that fentanyl, put it into a pill. You need something called a pill press, which is pretty sophisticated. And you need a little mold that when the pill gets pressed so it looks like a Vicodin, it has the exact same number on it and code on the pill. Well, they get those pill presses from where? From China. And Homeland Security also says that those pill presses are being sold by the Chinese to the Mexican cartels at cost, meaning this is not like just we're going to get rich selling this to the cartels. They're actually selling them at cost. They create those pills. Now if you're a drug cartel and you're, you know, getting smuggling them across our open border, you need secure communications. You don't want law enforcement, U.S. law enforcement eavesdropping on your conversations. Mm-hmm. So here again, the cartels get communication devices and they use communication apps that are Chinese because they know that the Chinese will not share those communications with U.S. law enforcement. And then the final part of the puzzle is you're a Mexican cartel, you're selling drugs, you've got all this cash you're making selling this poison in America. You need to launder your money. Well, it used to be that they laundered their money in Latin American banks when they were selling cocaine and other drugs like that. Now with the fentanyl, they are actually laundering the money in Chinese state-owned banks. And according to our law enforcement, they use Chinese students in the United States on education visas to actually launder the money in those banks. So this is a Chinese operation much more than it is a Mexican drug cartel operation.
Okay. There's more, but we're not going to play it all. There you go. We talked about, I think, Pianchi, I think you brought it up about the Chinese students. And now we're having Chinese nationals crossing the border. And they're not here. They're not here to get a nice job, live nice, live free. They're here for a reason, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, see, here's the thing. Last summer, we had a Louisiana bill who was trying to make a law to prevent foreign nationalists, foreign adversaries of the United States from buying land in Louisiana. And on one of the hearings, we had a hearing in a room, and we go to the room. The room is packed. It's packed with Asians, Chinese professors and students who speak it against the bill, and they aren't even citizens of the United States.
I think I remember you telling that story. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and they said that the bill would affect them.
How in the hell would that
standing
bill?
Standing room only. All the Asians were sitting down.
And
it don't got bad, man. It has gotten bad, and they're coming out with everything. Hell, you ain't got to look for trouble. It's all around you. As soon as you get through knocking one person around, turn around and get ready to hit another one because they're all around you.
Get ready to hit. It's all over the place. You take turn in circles, and you'll see this. Anywhere you look, you're going to see this kind of stuff. That's why I increased my shells on my gun belt to 60 rounds right now.
There you go.
I don't know how people survive. I went by McDonald's. Somebody told me, but I didn't believe it. I went by there and ordered me a medium lemon, medium orange juice, and I'd be damned, it's about the size of a small one back in the day.
Yeah.
A double cheeseburger with cheese. $8
Damn.
$8
Damn.
At hamburger, you have to bite it off in little pieces to make it last, to make it feel like you're at least getting your money worth. $8
Where was that at?
McDonald's, the Golden Arches.
Oh, damn. Can't afford McDonald's.
And on top of that, they watered the damn orange juice down as if they don't want us to have too much sugar intake.
Oh, Pianchi. Oh,
Craig.
Damn. Well, Jesus. Got a mess going on in this country. You're right. Every time you turn around, there's something different. They're attacking on all levels, from our education to our groceries, our gas, everything. Just everywhere you look, gene you're back on. Everyone,
yeah, I heard it go unmuted.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, everywhere you look. And we sit back. Now tell me something. How come our if we know all this, and you've got to know our senators and representatives know this, why in the hell aren't they doing something?
Because they're getting paid.
Paid. Yep.
All you have to do is go to the grocery store. Honestly.
They sell our country down a river for money?
Yep. Yep.
340 million people. And they
it's
go,
not just money.
Go ahead.
It's not just, look, they're involved, a lot of them are involved with sex trafficking and the money laundering and, you know, all that cabal bullshit.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's sex trafficking. I believe our government's involved a lot.
Well, look at all the children that what was it, 8,500 children missing from the border?
1,000.
Yeah,
85,000.
But that's—they're just missing. You can't tell me that our government doesn't know where they are.
I don't know.
They'll never be found again.
I don't know.
They'll never
they
be found. I think they do. Because they're involved in this. That sex trafficking is very, very lucrative. Very lucrative.
Sure, yeah.
And they're all, and then they're all pedophiles. Well, not all of them, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
The ones that are involved, they're all pedophiles themselves.
Why we don't find out anything on Epstein.
Mm-mm. Nope. Oh, shoot.
Too many.
I don't know if I sent it to you.
Uh-oh.
There was an article about Hunter Biden admitting that Joe Biden was the big man or big man?
The big guy.
The big guy.
The big guy.
Who was?
Yeah, he did admit it.
He admitted it in court.
Yeah.
Or in before Congress in a closed session.
Yeah, they know, excuse me, who the big guy is.
Well, we all knew it, but now Hunter admitted it.
Yeah,
Hunter
now
was before Congress. But they're still not going to do anything about it.
No.
All these bribes that Biden has taken.
Yeah. I see Alabama, you're there, if you'd like to join us, Kathy or Daniel, push one. Got a lot of people in the switchboard, if you'd like to join, push one on your keypad, and I will.
You know another thing, too, Donnie?
Yes, sir.
There's some strange-looking people in this country. I mean, strange. I was at the racetrack, convenience gasoline place yesterday. And I came out and got in my car, and I kind of put my paper stuff away. And a car pulled up on the right side of me, and, man, this guy, you know how it is when you don't want to look, but you are looking?
I mean, yeah.
You may be, your face, your head is straight ahead, but your eyeball is off to the corner where you're looking.
Yeah.
But this man looked just like Yasser Arafat, I tell you. He looked just like him. He had the head wrap on and every damn thing.
He had it going on.
I tell you what, he wasn't from Louisiana.
No, I don't think he was. Kathy, Daniel.
He goes in the store, and I'm there contemplating what to do. Well, I see my license plate. And all of a sudden he comes out, and he's got two big gulp cups of soda, a bag of snacks. He gets in the car, and all the windows has got towels on like curtains. You know what I mean? He's living in that car.
Hey, Bianchi.
Hey, Kathy, it's getting
How rough. Y'all doing?
Somebody speak.
Duma, you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Y'all take a good look at that judge in New York. That, what's his name? The one that's doing the trial up there.
Aragon?
Yeah. Take a good look at him next time you see him on TV. See if he don't look strange.
He's
that's the ugliest man I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of ugly men,
creepy.
But that guy
did you
looks
see
reptilian.
Kathy.
What?
Kathy, did
yes.
you see the video of this guy in the health club? One, he's with James O'Keefe, and he doesn't know who that. He don't know who James O'Keefe is. And two,
I've heard of
he's on a pretty good-looking woman, looking the way he looks at his age. he's 78 years old, and he's trying to hit on a 20-year-old woman, and she's trying to back away from him. She don't want nothing to do with him, which is a smart move. But that guy is weird looking.
Well, it's like Pianchi said, there's a lot of weird-looking people out there.
Aliens, that's what they are. Come on.
Reptilian-like.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, the their facial features, you know, they just are demon, like Gene says. And they just don't look normal. They're just ugly as a sin, you know.
That's what it was about this guy that I saw. His face looked like he'd been in one or too many pool room battles, man. I mean, he was awful.
Hey, where's Roddy Piper when you need him? Because they live.
Have you seen lately, who was the comedian, the redheaded comedian that had Trump's head?
Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin.
Have you seen her lately?
I have.
Oh, jeez.
She ain't getting her adrenochrome, baby.
That's right.
She's disintegrating right before our eyes. That's what's happening.
Oh, she is too.
When you look at Madonna, because you can tell that she's not getting hers either. That's why she's doing all those injections and all that, or that surgery. Because she ain't getting her adrenochrome either.
I don't know what the hell that is,
the moment she held up that severed head of President Trump, she ruined her career.
She did.
She sure did.
I can't understand these people that don't understand you can't piss off the country. I see a shadow. Oh.
Well,
you
Jim
didn't explain the adrenochrome, Kathy.
Yeah, that Jim Carrey.
Know
he was drawing all those horrific pictures, you know, and I mean he's lost his mind too.
But then you had what was his name? That was in the Pirates of the Caribbean, Johnny Depp. Who said basically. Asked the question, when was the last time an actor killed a president?
He said that.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
I didn't hear him say that.
I don't doubt your word, though. I don't doubt it at all.
That was Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
That was him.
Mm-hmm. James Wilkes Booth. Daniel said that. The answer is James Wilkes Booth. He was an actor.
Yeah. He was the original.
Killed Lincoln.
Right. He was the original. He was an actor. He was the original, you know.
And not only was he an actor, it's also important to remember he was a Democrat.
Yep. He was a Democrat.
And he killed his career.
Yep, he killed his career. And
I'll say this. You know, Mud has no choice. Guy comes to you, and he's hurt, and you're a doctor. I don't care if this guy just killed the president. He's living up to the Mud.
Yeah.
Dr. Mud lived up to the do no harm thing.
What the heck is that? You shot the leg,
right? What's his name? And jumped off his horse and broke his leg or something. And he goes to see Dr. Mud, and Mud shot the leg. Now, it ended up putting Mud in prison for helping Booth. But again, you had to look at it in another case where Mutt was basically doing his job. Maybe he shouldn't have done his job, but that would have went against the Hippocratic Oath.
He got out of prison early because there was an epidemic and he helped in prison. And they left him early, got an early release. I don't know how many years he spent in jail.
Malaria outbreak or something like that.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Oh, by the way, hi, Boyd.
Hello, Boyd.
Hey.
Well, he said... Okay, Lorianne, are you coming on? We got Lorianne's show. We'll talk about her show tomorrow night at 9 Eastern, 6 on the West Coast. Or no, East Coast. No, West Coast. I got it right. And I don't know what she's got planned, but it's always a good show with about the same cast of characters and have lively discussions. So check her show out. And Tuesday night is Brother Joe. And I don't know if you'll be on Tuesday night, Joe. I don't know if you will or not.
Nah, I think I don't know. It depends, you know. I doubt it because I'll be watching polls. And if I lose, I'm going to be probably, you know, ripping stuff apart and, you know, and I have to go hunting or something. I don't know.
I hope if you do lose, I hope you get a lot of votes.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I lose, I'm not going to give up. You know, I'm going to continue fighting. But, you know, I mean, we probably, you know, it depends. We could be all done in this country anyway. You know, we may last another election cycle. We may not. I don't know. It's just things don't look good right now. You know,
yeah.
I'm not going to save the world, you know, but, you know, we need everybody we can in there, we can, you know, to try to switch stuff up.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Out with the old and in with the new.
Well, I hope
so. Yeah.
I mean, if people realize the crap we've got with the people we've been putting in office, I think
right.
they might... up and realize it's time for a damn change.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, the problem is we don't know if their elections weren't rigged too for them to get into office. You know,
yeah.
I know somebody said on your show one time, well, they get just what they deserve for voting for them. Well, maybe they didn't vote for them. Maybe that election was rigged too.
Yep.
Yeah, good point.
But I've got something here. Do y'all know who all the candidates are for president from the different parties? Do y'all know who they are? You probably heard of them. I got two here for Libertarian, for John Doe and Lori Ann.
60 more, I think.
Okay. Let me get
for the
3-2-3. Lori Ann, this is for you. You're in your chat room. Listen up. Go ahead, Kathy.
Okay, your Libertarian candidates. One is Chase Oliver, and the other one is Lars Mapstead. Lars Mapstead. Those are the two Libertarians. Now, you've got a unicorn party, Desmond Sherman.
Oh,
What the hell is unicorn party?
I don't know.
That's the one that Donnie's in.
Okay, I got two more here. Your socialist party is Claudia De La Cruz. De La Cruz. Claudia. And
okay.
Then you got your Green Party. That Jill Stein, she's running every presidential election I can remember.
She's running again?
Yeah, the socialist.
Oh.
They had a debate.
I think you can't make
it. What's the noise?
Claudia is a socialist party.
Socialist party?
Yeah, Claudia.
Yeah, like Bernie, what's his name? Bernie, the guy from Vermont.
Sanders.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders, that's right. Oh, Bern.
Well, there's your choice. Plus Biden and Trump. Those are your choices.
There
and
you
Nikki
go.
Hayes.
Don't you want to feel the burn, Bernie Sanders? Yeah, feel that burn. You'll feel it all right.
All right, they didn't use Vaseline. Joe Montana, is that you?
Yeah. Hey. Hey, Kat. Yeah, feel the burn and use the Vaseline.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, they're talking. They got you, hey guys, they got you lined up again in the news again, Joe.
They do.
It's a good opportunity for you to refute what they say.
Well, where's this at? How do you see it?
It's in the news.
Where? When? Where?
North Carolina, the North Carolina Gazette.
Really? What'd they say?
Same old shit. You got ties to extremists. You're a Nazi. They try to get you off the ballot. You know, it's funny though. They had a little side piece in that piece, a little side note, and they were talking about the lieutenant governor, and they're trying to make him out to be an anti-Semitic. So in that little piece, they're talking about his comment about the movie Black Panther, and he's saying.
Yeah.
Black Panther was a piece of trash, and it was only meant to get money out of the Schwarzes. So they say he's an anti-Semitic, but they don't say anything about the fact that he's a racist. Schwarze means nigger in whatever, either Hebrew or
Jewish.
You know. So they don't say anything about the fact that he mentioned he used Schwarze as nigger. They're talking about him as being anti-Semitic, and then they have the usual bullshit about you. So, but you can use that piece. You can. The reporter's left his name. I think he left his email. Ask him to set up a debate.
Yeah, a debate with who?
With the people who are saying, like the ADL, the people who are saying you're a Nazi.
Yeah. What's that reporter's name? You got it?
I have to go look it up.
I know on Friday they emailed me for a press statement. They wanted a statement against, because the Jewish caucus is released a statement saying that they're going to be against me if I win the election. So they must know something I don't know. Maybe they think I'm going to win. I don't know.
Whatever. But the thing is, since they're making claims about you in a newspaper, then just say, look, if these people know what they're talking about, I'll be glad to debate them anytime you want. Because, they also mentioned that you had refuted some claims, but, of course, you've only got limited billing there. But if you say, hey, I want a debate. Let these people know that if they think I'm a Nazi, et cetera, et cetera, let them prove it. Bring it to the stage. Do it like that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to. If I can find out what newspaper it is and what issue it came, what day it came out.
Grand Admiral Carl Truman.
Let me out.
Hey, Don. Did you notice when you voted this week or for the primary that they had on there uncommitted?
Yeah.
Do you know what that uncommitted is?
No.
It's a group of people. They were trying to get enough, or what was it, how many ever votes that Trump won by in 2016?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get that many votes so that they take him away from Trump. I'm like, that makes no sense.
Biden,
but it's a protest.
100,000 voted that way.
Mm.
100,000 people.
But it's a protest vote, is what it basically is.
I didn't know that.
It was on the news. I was like, seriously? They got it on the ballot. So,
well, Biden lost to uncommitted in Michigan.
Pardon me? Yeah, we're in Michigan. Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Yeah.
This is a good one. The Republican leaders made a comment about me too. Oh boy, let's see what they got to say. Oh, you got to subscribe to this, you sons of bitches.
Sign
no.
Up.
Anything? Now let me look it up. Oh man.
It's not after failed effort at removal.
No, but Biden didn't lose to the uncommitted in Michigan.
Biden lost to everybody.
Well, sort of.
Then North Carolina Party Chair Robin Hayes disavowed a Republican candidate.
Go ahead.
In Michigan, he got 623,415 votes. Uncommitted was 101,436 votes for Biden and the uncommitted.
That's
Trump
about a
Bank
third.
Haley here.
That's
go
one
ahead.
Third of the voters.
In Michigan?
I think so.
We have 10 million people in Michigan.
Of those who voted in the primary, one third of them voted uncommitted.
No. Only 134,000 people, 5,000 out of over a million votes voted
in the Democrat uncommitted. In the Democrat primary?
In the Democrat, it was 100 to 623. Let's see. Biden got 623,415. And uncommitted was 101,436.
And that, you know, Kalib, is that her name? From Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah, she came out. She wanted everybody to vote against Biden. Everybody.
Really?
Isn't she a Democrat?
Yeah.
But, he's for Israel and she isn't.
They quoted my press statement. But I trashed the ADA. They gave me a good quote in here, the Northwest Observer. You guys want me to play it? It's an audio.
Sure.
Pretty good. All right. Get it up here. Set it up. Give me 1 second. Okay,
right.
Here we go.
Quiet about candidates' Nazi ties after failed effort at removal from ballot. In 2018. Then North Carolina Republican Party Chair Robin Hayes disavowed a Republican candidate with a history of white supremacist and anti-Semitic statements. This year, however, a GOP, led by Chair Michael Whatley, has remained silent on a candidate with ties to a neo-Nazi organization. Joseph Gibson III, a Rockingham County podcaster with past felony convictions, is running for a state House seat. Some Republicans in positions of leadership tried to stop him. But in January, the State Board of Elections cleared Gibson to run in House District 65 against Representative Reese Pyrtle. After Gibson was approved to be on the ballot, Whatley, who is now running to be chair of the Republican National Committee with former President Donald Trump's support, did not publicly condemn his candidacy. Whatley and the state GOP have not responded to requests for comment after the News and Observer attempted to reach them over 3 days by phone, email, and text message. Here's what we know about Gibson's ties to an extremist group and who has spoken out against his campaign. Who has spoken out about Gibson? The Anti-Defamation League found that Gibson had ties to the neo-Nazi National Socialist Movement and referred to him as a white supremacist and anti-government extremist. The ADL's report said Gibson participated in livestream events hosted by the NSM and in one instance messaged the channel saying 88, a dog whistle used by white supremacists to mean Heil Hitler. House GOP caucus director Stephen Wiley raised the alarm after finding Gibson's criminal history and referred to him as a Nazi on X, formerly Twitter. Diane Parnell, chair of the Rockingham County GOP, filed an official challenge to Gibson's candidacy in December over his criminal record. But the elections board unanimously agreed that his citizenship rights had been restored, finding that he had completed his probation in 2008 for crimes committed in Connecticut. On January 17th, the day after Gibson was approved to be on the ballot, Wiley joined powerful House Budget Chair Representative Jason Sain on his radio show to discuss Gibson's candidacy. After Gibson was approved to be on the ballot, the North Carolina Democratic Jewish Caucus began emailing, calling and, on February 1st, making pleas on social media to the NCGOP and to Republican leaders in the legislature, asking them to condemn Gibson and refuse to seat him if he wins. What does Gibson say? In an email to the NNO, Gibson denied being a Nazi and described the Jewish caucus statement about his candidacy as unfair and anti-constitutional, libel, slander, and political character assassination. His email also included vague references to anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and purported discrimination against white Christian males. Top House Republican response. The NNO requested comment on February 23rd from House Speaker Tim Moore, who is running for Congress. In response, his spokesperson said Moore did not support the candidate. The speaker is supportive of Rep. Hartle in his re-election campaign. Luke Ball, a spokesperson for Moore's campaign, said in an email to the NNO, based on Mr. Gibson's past behavior, we do not think he is fit for public office, and we are confident that the voters in Rockingham County will resolve this matter at the voting booth. After Moore's campaign told the NNO he would not support Gibson, Connor Taylor, a vice president of the Democratic Jewish Caucus, said he was glad leadership had said something, but criticized Moore for not sharing his statement on social media platforms or his website. As for state party leaders, Taylor said they responded with radio silence. Taylor noted that the Republican frontrunner for governor has also made anti-Semitic remarks. In a Facebook post, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson once said the Marvel movie Black Panther was created by an agnostic Jew and put to film by a satanic Marxist. How can this trash, that was only created to pull the shekels out of your Schwarza pockets, invoke any pride? The NNO previously reported. In an October press conference, in which Robinson issued a proclamation declaring solidarity with Israel after the October 7th attack, he said he was not anti-Semitic. I apologize for the word, not necessarily for the content, but we apologize for the wording, Robinson said. And we have spoken to several Jewish groups who completely understand what our sentiments were. And we have full confidence in the people of North Carolina understanding Mark Robinson is definitely not anti-Semitic. How did Gibson get on the ballot? After Wiley and Parnell raised the alarm about Gibson's criminal history and extremist connections, a challenge to his candidacy was heard by the Rockingham County Board of Elections. The board initially voted to remove Gibson from the ballot, but they later reversed that decision, finding that he had completed his probation for crimes committed in Connecticut. The state board agreed on appeal. Gibson has also faced legal trouble in North Carolina. In 2021, he was twice found guilty of violating domestic violence protection orders, a misdemeanor. This is the second time Gibson has run for the state house, after losing to Partle in 2022. There is no Democrat running in HD 65, so whoever wins the primary will be elected to the legislature.
Next article.
Single
a bunch of assholes, huh?
Man, they going out of their way to slur you.
I know, huh?
Hey, that's not the worst of it. There's another article that's linked to this, a link from this article to another one. Joe, they say you were convicted of robbery.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wrong. That's false. I was never convicted of robbery. Never. Never. That's completely liable and slanderous.
Yeah. So if you say, hey, let's have a debate, and then they show up and you say, hey, prove it Where are the official government documents that say I was convicted of robbery? Or
okay.
If they refuse.
I'm going to prepare. I'm going to call the news, too. You're right. I want a debate face-to-face or over the phone, and I want to have it out with these people. Let's see. They don't support me. Let's talk about the issues. Let's examine the facts. Let's examine my history. Because you know what I got today? I pulled it up. I found it from the FBI and the State Police of Connecticut. I have no criminal record. No criminal record.
You want to retract
zero.
It? Zero. You want to retract it?
Yep.
Yeah.
I have a copy
of course, better than that. Better than that. A retraction, everybody will think of it as yesterday's news. Set up a debate. If they refuse,
yep.
Then you got them. Then you can publicize their refusal. If they go and they say, and they agree, they can't prove that you were convicted of robbery. It makes them out to be a liar.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
The primary,
you know what first-degree robbery is? You know what first-degree robbery is? That means I stuck somebody up with a gun and just robbed them. Never happened,
yeah.
Man. Never. I swear to you. Never happened.
Therefore, you got them by the balls. You take advantage of it.
Damn right. I would definitely... I can get a lawyer to sue the hell out of
him. I'm on it.
That's right.
Yeah, try finding a lawyer, though. Try finding a lawyer. It's like hell, you know? You can't find one.
All right,
you know?
Ask the lawyer. If you can't afford it, or let's say even you can't afford it, you can't find a good lawyer. You've got your platform. You're on Facebook, YouTube, et cetera. You can splash their bullshit on your social media.
I know. I'm on it.
Wow.
I'm on it now.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah. I think you're going to come out looking pretty good here, Joe.
It's not
you
about
can.
Affording the lawyer. It's not about affording it. It's about finding one. You can't find one that'll fight for you, you know?
Then fuck it. Don't even put in the effort. If you can't find a lawyer that's good, then use social media. From what I understand, I'm not on social media. From what I understand, social media has a very powerful influence on everybody nowadays.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So use it.
They don't support me. They don't support me, Tim, more than them. I don't want their support. I'm not out campaigning for their support. I'm campaigning for the people. You know?
There you go.
Oh, man. That was terrible.
Not even the worst of it, Di. I've read articles even worse than that. Not even the one about the robbery. Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not only did I read them. Joe, you're the one who brought them up. You brought up those other articles about the references to you. So they're even worse than this. This is just the summaries. But the way it's written, if you don't know it, you would automatically think that what they wrote inside the article was true. That's why you have to disprove it.
Oh, yeah. God, I see with the sh- out of them.
They trashed me, Donnie. They trashed me. I mean, they totally trashed me.
Well, hell, that is what you just played, trashed you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what?
Even the
voters are running to me, though. The voters are coming to me.
That's good.
You know? I mean, they're emailing me. They're talking to me at the polls. They're like, you're getting railroaded. You're getting screwed. They see it. They know it. You know?
Yeah. I imagine they're looking at our big government, how they're screwing everybody.
Yeah.
You must be getting hosed, too. Boy, you know, that damn newspaper.
Look at the timing of it, Donnie. Look at the timing of it. 2 days before the primary, you know?
Well, you can't do anything about it, you know? You can't debate somebody. They're not going to set it up.
I know. I'm not going to make it, Joe. It won't make it. You know?
You don't need them, Ben. Use the social media. You got platform. At least put it out there. Hey, people, I want to debate you. Where's your proof? Well, you've only got 2 days for the primary?
Super Tuesday.
All right, then you still got between now and Tuesday. What are you going to do, lay on your ass? Show the people you're willing to...
I'm out there every day. I'm working my ass off, man. Trust me, I am out there working. I stood out in the rain yesterday getting soaking wet talking to voters.
Then you got something new to talk about. This, what, I don't know when this article appeared, what, in the last couple of days? Now you got more ammunition.
Yo, where is this? Yeah. Where are my supporters? Where is all the patriots? Why aren't they helping me? You know, I got thousands of followers on social media. Where are they? I got some people are helping, but where's all the, you know, the amount of people that follow me and listen to me over the years? I have tens of thousands of emails flooding these people, you know? Come on.
Come on.
You know, where's the Republic?
You got to, I don't know, send me by the text some of the stuff that you sent out to these supporters. This guy, marketing has to be written in a certain way. If you say, hey, I need some help, and that's it, you know, they're going to say, okay, fine.
Joe, I can't tell people how to help me. Everyone's got the ideas, tell me what to do, then do it. Go ahead. You guys can write stuff about me. I can't sit here and contact everybody and tell them how to help me. I'm out there doing it myself, doing what I can do. You know, everyone knows. They know it. Like you, for instance, you're smart. You know what to write. You can write comments. You can write emails. You know what to say. You've talked to me dozens and dozens of times now. You know, I got people out there who know me personally, who've known me for 30 years. You know, where are they at? You know, why aren't they, they're getting drunk tonight, you know, laying back, doing nothing, let me do all the work. That's why I get frustrated sometimes, you know, when people argue with me. I've been out there, man. I know what time it is. Don't tell me. Don't tell me what this, because I know. You know what I mean? Like, I think it was last week. I think it was on Donnie's show, actually. That guy was arguing with me, you know, about the Federal Reserve. I don't know. What show was it? Don't tell me.
Well, people have
to tell you.
Going out there in the rain obviously isn't enough. You got to do it. If you want widespread attention, you know that you have to get in a newspaper. Now, since they've already written about you in the newspaper, you can take advantage of it. They've written about it, a few months ago. Try... contact them. Take a look. You read the article. The article has got the name of the author. Contact the author. If the author doesn't respond.
Yeah, I got his email, Joe. I got his email. This guy contacted me on Friday. That's my response I gave him in there. He gave me like two lines, you know, where I called. I'll email him again.
You got to be persistent. You can't do it once and expect people to come to you. You got to do it over and over again. That's the way marketing works. It's not a one-time thing. That's why you keep seeing these fucking ads on TV about whatever product they're advertising. Because they know. Do you know it takes seven impressions for an ad, so they say, to be remembered by the average consumer?
Well, I'm going to put I'm going to put this guy's email in the chat room. So if anybody wants to write to him, that's fine. But this guy's personally, this is reporter. Because I have his personal email. Got a couple other emails. I'll put them in the chat room. Anybody wants to write, fine. Anybody wants to do it, you know, wants me to email them, I will. But, you know, I can't be spending hours telling people what to say for me. You know what I mean? I got my own work to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah,
I trust everybody.
For your campaign. You don't have a campaign manager. Therefore, you have to do double duty. It's up to you.
No, I understand what you're saying, but
campaign.
At the same time,
okay.
Yeah, I don't have to tell
I know
people
what
to
need.
Say, though.
You want people to help you, but if you say, hey, I need help, and then leave it at that, people aren't going to come to your aid. People aren't like that. You got to give people a reason to come to you. Yeah, and it's got to be persistent. You got to do it, if not every day, every week. This is important. You can't just rely on other people to know what you're thinking, know what you're doing. You got to let them know a lot.
Yeah, but I don't want to get – I know, Joe, but saying – I agree with what you're saying, but take this point, too. I can't waste time begging people, and you know what I mean? I got to get out there and do my thing, you know what I mean? I have to get out there, too, and, you know, I can't sit and wait for people, you know?
In order to sue a newspaper, you got to give them a chance to retract. Of course, they're probably retract after the election, of course, the primary.
Then
you do one, and it'll be the article on page 89.
Honey, right. I've written to the ADL. I've written to the ADL, the NAACP. I've written to a couple of these newspapers. And I've written comments under their articles. You guys can read some of these articles. My comments are underneath them. where I tell them they're wrong, you know. So ask Lori Ann. She'll tell you. There's a couple of them in the beginning. There months ago I was emailing them, you know. So, but, yeah man, I'm on it now as we speak. So, you know, as the show goes on. Listen, when we're on these podcast shows, you think I'm sitting here doing nothing? I'm stuffing envelopes, writing letters, you know.
Oh, no. We don't think you do. We know you're busting.
Yeah.
We know.
Hey.
The only advice I could say is when you say, I need help, you need to be specific about what you need help about. I need help stuffing envelopes. I need help knocking on doors. I need help making phone calls. Tell people what you need help with. Because if you just say, I need help,
you need to be a little bit
more specific.
No, okay, I got you. It's just that, you know, sometimes...
No, she's right.
Well, with you guys, though, come on, you guys are smart and in the know. You guys are awake. So really, it shouldn't be that difficult for anybody who's listening to this show, who's a regular, pretty much knows what time it is, you know? I mean, you guys aren't stupid. You know what's been the new world order. You know what I mean?
Two things. Number one, you said you're going to put the...
I'm doing it now.
The email. You put the email in the chat, expect people to... For us to write to the editor or to the person who wrote the article, what's that going to do? But I know Joe Gibson, he's a nice guy.
I don't know. I'm just making a suggestion, that's all.
I know. Yeah, I also offered to help you do private interviews.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah,
so
we've practiced
right.
a few times already, Joe. I don't know how many more times you can interview me. I mean,
that's
you're like a book
private,
now. I know what you're going to say.
Public. That's public. Remember what I said about the private ones. The private ones, if you have, if you actually manage to set up an interview by somebody who's in somewhat of an official position, a good position, an influential position in the news, you're going to have to be more prepared for that than you would be than on a Block Talk Radio interview. I told you, if you come across somebody in the media that's like me, you're dead meat. You got to be prepared for it.
Well, I got interviewed, because I got interviewed a couple times already, and I did pretty damn good, actually. So, I mean, they just don't hook you enough.
Yeah, I saw
that
one.
That was from 3 years ago, Joe.
All right. Okay, but then
that was
you
my
had
first
a battle,
ever
you had
interview.
Different.
My first, Joe, that was my first ever interview on TV. So
then
I think I did pretty good for my
one,
first
right?
time.
Okay.
Now
you
got to
prepare yourself for today. You got to prepare
State
yourself
Board of
for today.
The State Board of Elections. How do you think I won the hearing? They were interviewing me. How do you think I won the hearing? I got interviewed twice. So how do you think I won? I got the decision overturned because I obviously knew what I was talking about, and I convinced them, right? So
use that particular type of rhetoric on a debate. Or sending out emails or a newsletter to people to let them know that you've won. People don't know. How many people are going to read the North Carolina Gazette? I don't know.
I don't know. A lot of people actually read this. It's not the Gazette. It's the Northwest Observer.
Right.
A lot of people read that, actually. A lot of people read that. So that's a big newspaper in North Carolina.
Well, okay. If you can get a retract like that.
One of my supporters emailed me. He said that he took out an ad in the Northwest Observer to support me. He said he wrote up some stuff about me. So I don't know. I've been looking for it, but I can't find it. So I don't know if it's coming in this next issue or what. One of my donors.
It's too late, right? I mean, you got the primary in 2 days.
I don't know if it comes out tomorrow, another one or not. I don't know if it comes out daily. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Contact that guy.
He's one of my donors, so I'm not gonna harass him. You know what I mean? He said he did it. He did it. You know? Trust me.
Okay.
I know him.
Okay.
He's busy like me. You know? Hang on a second here. Hang on. But this guy down. But this article that he wrote me now. Do they have a comment section on there? On that where that I just Joe that article that you read. Do they have a comment section or is that just?
I don't know. I'm not looking at it.
Hang on. If you have a comment, yeah. It says right here, no, that's for sign up for newsletter. Hang on. I'm going to say, because usually it says, please leave your comments, you know, at the bottom. And, that, you know, sometimes people write comments, you know, like Lori Ann did that for me on a couple articles, and I got some traction, actually, and, you know, rounded up some support for me.
Well, that's good. Yeah, if it has a comment section, if you have,
Hang on, Joe. You know, we got people on the switchboard. If you'd like to join the conversation, push 1. After 6 minutes, you won't get in. And John Doe, I believe that's you. I believe that's you anyway. You're on. And go ahead.
John usually John comes on after the show's over.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
He likes to wait around for the show to be over.
And a minimity.
And Crazy Nation Radio. Don't forget Crazy Nation Radio. It's on, I don't know, it comes on different times. And Conservative Lorraine Show on Friday night with Robert. Lorraine, would you like to jump in?
Yeah, I'm going to send this guy an official chat asking him, I want to debate. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Donnie, before I came on the show, I tried to listen to you to the show. It's not coming over the air.
It's not.
It wasn't when I clicked on the button. That may be because of a delay in the buffering, but just to let you know, just so you can check it to see if it's coming over the air now.
I'm having all kinds of trouble with BTR tonight, so I wouldn't doubt it.
You sound like you're in the bathroom. Is that because of a technical thing or what?
Yeah, that's about the video. All right, it's the same thing. Yeah, I'm sitting on a commode, but I'm not.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Trust me.
Well, that's a good place to be with all the bullshit going on.
Yeah.
He's sitting with a sick dog.
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy. That's what I need to hear. Yeah.
We've been busted, Otis. Yeah. Okay.
That ends the comedy hour.
I will, Joe, I will write this dude. I got his email right here. I'm trying. Let me turn my light on.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Okay. You know, one thing that I have asked, though, in the past, is I understand, too, that a lot of you guys can't do it because you're in other parts of the country. But I really think that the most important way is direct contact with the voters, the phone system. And I know, and I wish I had people in my area more that could do it, because calling people, I've noticed it gets a lot of positive response, and that's why I did a lot of the direct mailing. You know, making contact, and cause I know what I found a lot with voters coming up to me at the polls. Well, we have people standing out there electioneering, and they don't know who the candidates are. They don't know who – they were like, who do I vote for? You know, a lot of people ask me that. They're like, they didn't know anything about the candidates. So that's, so I was like, calling people and letting them know and informing them. Because these people don't make contact in office with the voter once they're elected. They're gone. Right. They don't talk to nobody,
Let me read
they
this.
They feel
up.
Lost.
KINGRA at NEWSOBSERVER.com. And I'll say that again later on. Get a pen and paper.
Kingram at NewsObserver.com.
Okay.
I'm writing to him right now.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bull crap, man. Same all that crap. Like Joe just read armed robbery. Holy Christ. Are you kidding?
Armed robbery. Well, it didn't say armed robbery. It said robbery.
Okay.
They said first degree robbery. First degree robbery. They said that many times.
Donnie, can't hear you at all.
I'm not talking.
Okay. Okay. Somebody was talking. I thought it was you. All right.
No, it's not me. But push 1 if you want to. We got 90 seconds to go. So we're going into overtime. It's nice to have Joe Montana here. Not the quarterback. But he could have been the quarterback. Who knows?
He could have been.
Mm-hmm. Could have been, maybe.
Yeah.
And we got a whole bunch
Not in the
calls.
Pros. Not in the pros.
No. He wouldn't go that way.
Oh God, no! You can or be that, or be that that savvy, that field position and stuff. Oof. People don't know what it's like being a quarterback, man.
No. Yeah, Joe Montana was one of the best, if not the best. Say all you want about the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, he got a lot to prove to me, anyway. If he's going to be compared to Joe Montana.
Well, I mean, he did a great job for his, what is his first, was he a freshman quarterback or a sophomore or, you know, a second-year quarterback? But Montana, Joe's got about, what, at least three Super Bowls.
Yeah, but the way he just...
he was a great field general. Terrific.
Oh, my God, yes. First down, he knew how many yards he had. Jerry Rice, him and Jerry Rice were like...
Oh, Jerry Rice and him, what a pair. Wow, the best ever.
Yeah. I don't know. Manning, when he was with Indianapolis, had a pretty good...
Pretty good duo. Yeah, he had pretty good two of them, yeah. But, I mean, Jerry Rice, he still holds a number of records.
Oh, Jerry Rice, you knew he was going to get the ball, and they couldn't prevent it.
And they couldn't stop it. I know.
So great about those two. Damn.
Wow. You like how they use the anti-government thing? What's anti-government? What's anti-government mean?
You're totally against the government, and that makes you... what would be
public
the good?
Office.
Extremist.
What context
are they using it? What context are they using it in, Joe?
I don't know. I don't know. What do you mean? I mean, they read it and said it in that article.
I'd have to say, yeah, I'm definitely anti-government the way they're running it. You bet. You damn right I am. But that doesn't
anti-government. I thought you said inside government, Joe.
Anti-government.
Yeah.
I'm
anti-government. The way the government's been run? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I am.
I'm a libertarian. I'm for a very, very limited government. I am anti-corruption, and the government as big as this monolithic piece of shit is, you got that right. As much money as they spend, and nobody even knows where it's going. Come on.
Yeah, they don't want to tell anybody where it's going. Now, are you able to talk? Or are you just?
How do you spell caucus? Anybody know? I can't find it.
C-A-U-S-U-S, I think, in that caucus.
No, caucus. C-A-U-C-U-S. Caucus.
That's what I just said.
I was just about to say the same thing.
No, you
Hi,
said
everybody.
S-U-S.
Yeah.
I said C-A-U-C-U-S. What the hell's wrong with it?
Yeah, C-U-S. Yeah.
No,
you said S-U-S.
C-A-U-C-U-S.
All right.
Let's make a song.
I went to school. Never mind, Florian. Friday night show. Tell us, are you there? Is she in there? I thought I heard her.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you tell us about your Friday night show? I told everything else. Would you like to talk about Sunday night and Friday night? Whatever else you do?
I can do that tomorrow night. Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne. Be there, be square. 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Right here on Blog Talk. And then, of course, I co-host on Robert's show on Conservative Nation Media. Also here on Blog Talk Friday night. p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Had issues last week, but this past Friday, thankfully, everything went smoothly last night. So people were able to call in. The chat room was working. So I'm hoping that I won't have any issues this week. Last week, my chat, you know, people could call in, thankfully, but the chat room wouldn't load up.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, hopefully, you know, this week I don't have issues. Let's pray to the Blog Talk Radio God.
Now, you're libertarian.
Bless my show.
Kathy, tell Lorianne the two people to be president on the libertarian side. Why isn't anybody by their phone? Kathy, are you around here? Cousin Kathy.
I'm here, dear. I'm here. I'm
listening. The libertarian thing. The libertarian president. Would you tell
did everything? Hey, Donnie.
Yes.
Did everything come out all right in the bathroom?
Thank you, Kathy.
Hopefully it was smooth, but not slimy.
Oh, my God.
This show has turned to shit.
It sure has, isn't it?
Go ahead, Kathy. Go ahead and tell Lorianne who's running.
Who her candidates are for libertarians, for libertarian president.
There are actually like 30 people running in the libertarian primary or the libertarian convention, I believe, isn't until May. But I think the top two are what you mentioned earlier, Chase Oliver and Lars Mapstead. I follow them both. As far as I've checked them out, I like them both. I kind of like Lars a little bit better. I think he has this sarcastic sense of humor that I like. So who knows? But there's still a lot of people on the table, so we don't know who's going to come out ahead.
Whoa. Somebody's making noise. Hold on, Kathy. Okay, go ahead.
This is a C-SPAN debate with these five. And it was pretty good, too, you know. But I think it was like maybe Thursday when it was done, and I was just seeing it.
I remember seeing them post about it, but I didn't see like where it was or when to tune in. You know, I remember seeing them post about it, but I'm going to have to check that out and listen to that debate.
Hey, Kat, you said it was on C-SPAN, and they let libertarians debate on C-SPAN? Wow, we're getting up in the world.
Yeah. Donnie, did you watch that video I sent you about Bukele in El Salvador? Donnie?
Wait a moment, you got to hear the toilet flush.
He disappeared.
Maybe he's gone back to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if he would close the door so we don't have to hear it flush.
No, that wouldn't be Donnie if he did that.
Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
The way they spend the money, you know, this was at CPAC. And that new president, well, he's not new, this is the second term of El Salvador. I mean, he knew all about the Federal Reserve, you know, and what they did with the money. You know, he's saying, you know, y'all are one of the highest tax countries in the world, you know. And he said, if you're
going to... Now they got it planted, right?
I got it right here. Kathy, you want me to play it?
If you want to. It's not long. I'd like for y'all to hear what he has to say about Soros and unelected officials making our laws.
Yeah, the name of who elected George Soros to dictate laws.
Who elected Soros to dictate public policy and laws? Who elected Soros to dictate public policy and laws? Why does he feel entitled to impose his agenda? The global elites, the leaders, he said, and they feel this. Institutions were created to serve the people, and not the other way around. Well, so if the government can bring the limited amounts of money, why do they collect taxes? You pay high taxes only to uphold the illusion that you are funding the government, which you are not. The government is funded by money printing, paper backed with paper. Confidence in your currency would be lost. The dollar will fall, and the Western civilization will. We transform El Salvador from the most dangerous country in the world to the safest in the Western Hemisphere.
Cell phone tower on the campus of a California elementary school after some parents said it may be linked to several recent cases.
The corrupt system work in tandem with the so-called international community, the NGOs, and of course the fake news, just like it happens here in the United States. Unelected bureaucrats are trying to instate public policy. Who elected them? They don't have a democratic mandate. If they want a seat in the table, they should run for office. Let the people vote. It will not be a pretty sight for them.
Yeah.
If the elections are free and fair. I mean, who elected Soros to dictate public policy and law? Why does he feel entitled to impose his agenda?
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Soros and his cronies hit a brick wall in El Salvador. Thank God, and all the glory be to him, Salvadorans are now immune to his influence. No one believes his lies anymore over there.
We just had
free and fair elections. And we won in a landslide with more than 84% of the vote. Let that sink in. More than 84% of the people voted to continue our policies. Our victory is unprecedented in the history of modern democracies in the world. They also gave us a supermajority in Congress. More than that, 54 seats out of 60.
That's not bad.
57 if we count our allies. That's 95% of Congress. Let that also sink in. The people of El Salvador have woken up, and so can you.
You want to bet?
The global elites, they hate our success, and they fear yours. The people's free will to choose their leaders is something they despise, because they cannot control that. You have experienced this firsthand here in the United States. The global elites control the mainstream media. They finance campaigns. District attorneys, to mention a few. They abuse their powers. They persecute political opponents. In El Salvador, we don't weaponize our judicial system to persecute our political opponents. A practice that may sound familiar to you, but we don't do that there. And who's the dictator? The global elites, The global elites in the media, they work in conjunction, they run some stories and publish them, same pictures to reinforce their agendas.
Oh, yeah.
We're no strangers to that here in the United States. We deal with that in El Salvador, too. That is the free press that they talk about. Please. I always criticize the defenders of institutionalism. Not because I don't think strong institutions are paramount and necessary for a democracy, but because I find them very hypocritical. They don't seem to have the same standards for themselves as they are trying to impose on others. But there's yet another component that is more dangerous than a simple double standard. Institutions were created to serve the people, and not the other way around.
This is
the financial situation of the United States. When I talk to my conservative friends right here, they always tell me that the problem is high taxes. But they're wrong. Of course, high taxes are extremely high here in the United States. I give you that. You're right in that. But that's not the real problem. The real problem is not the high taxes themselves, but the fact that they are not even really funding the government. But even those high taxes, higher than a lot of places in the world, but even those taxes are really funding the government. So who's financing the government? Government is financed by treasury bonds, paper. And who buys the treasury bonds? Mostly the Fed. And how does the Fed buy them? By printing money. But what backing does the Fed have for that money being printed? The treasury bonds themselves. So basically, you finance the government by printing money out of thin air. Someone could ask, well, so if the government can print the limited amounts of money out of thin air, why do they collect taxes?
Good point.
I mean, the theory would make sense, right? If they can print unlimited amounts of money, why would they need taxes for? The answer is simple, but it's very shocking. The real problem is that you pay high taxes only to uphold the illusion that you are funding the government, which you are not.
Damn.
It's shocking, but it's true. The government is funded by money printing. Paper backed with paper. A bubble that will inevitably burst. The situation is even worse than it seems, because if most Americans and the rest of the world were to become aware of this farce, confidence in your currency would be lost, the dollar would fall, and the Western civilization with it. If the next president of the United States doesn't make the necessary policies and structural changes, sooner or later that bubble will burst. There's still time. You don't have to make the same mistakes we did in the 60s and the 70s. You can still jump before the water boils. Winning the election isn't enough to solve these problems. They will not simply go away as a consequence of an electoral result. It will take a total reengineering of the government, top to bottom. It will entail making difficult decisions, like the ones we made in El Salvador, since 2019, and they're already paying off. It will be hard. The system will push back. But you have the right to determine your own fate. Salvadorans did the same. The decision for the direction of our nation was ours. And it continues to be ours. We didn't tolerate being told what to do. In doing so, We did the unthinkable against all adversity. We transformed El Salvador from the most dangerous country in the world to the safest in the Western Hemisphere. We did it by defying the global elites. We told them no more. And that is my message to you. Put up the fight, because it is, in the end, it will be worth it.
All right. I thank Kathy for sending that to me.
You heard what he said. I mean, this is the same president. Remember I told y'all a long time ago that he built a huge, huge prison. He's cleaned up El Salvador. They went from the worst crime, you know, to very little now, because he's built that huge prison. I think it holds about 60,000, I think. And it's out in the middle of nowhere, you know, nowhere. You know, I was telling you about that, Donnie, that they keep them chained up, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to go to prison there.
And the military guards them. They have their military guarding this prison. These are the cartels, gang members, you know, that they've got in this prison. Probably some others, but the worst of the worst, you know. So, but y'all heard what he said. You know, nobody knows. He said our taxes do not go to fund this government. So where does the tax money go?
Go to the Federal Reserve. Goes to the central bank.
Yeah, it does. Goes off to pay off previous debt. And I heard years ago that we were only paying the interest on the debt. We're not paying the principal. We're only paying the interest on the debt. But the global elites get our federal tax money, all of it.
Yep.
Hey, Kat, do you know if in San Salvador, if that guy got rid of his central bank?
Probably.
If he did, he won't be around much longer.
I don't know. I hope he's got really good security.
You don't need it.
But, you know, other countries getting rid of their central bank, too. One in Africa got rid of their central bank. They arrested everybody at the central bank in Africa and shut it down.
Well, that's what we need to do.
Well, I think Russia got rid of their central bank, too.
No, they still have a central bank.
Russia does?
Yeah. I think China does, too.
They're phasing it out, though. They're phasing it out.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, supposedly. But, again, any country that has a central bank is not ruled by the Republic or by the dictators. It's ruled by the Rothschilds.
Yep.
Because any dictator, any good republic, would not allow a central bank in their country. A central bank that's allowed in their country, it's because the Rothschilds have muscled their way in there. Therefore, the Rothschilds own Putin, they own Trump, they own Biden, they own everybody. Because the first thing anybody should do would be get rid of that particular institution. We're in debt to $21 trillion. $21 trillion. And it all, or most of it, goes to the central bank, to the Fed. The Fed openly says it makes billions of dollars a year. Billions in profits. Billions. For doing what? What does it do? What does it sell? Doesn't sell any product, doesn't sell any service.
Sex.
Sex. Yeah, for the sex parties to blackmail the politicians. Yeah.
No. They're for the sex. They're fucking us.
Oh, yeah, well, that too. That they're doing to $221 trillion. Man.
They paid for both wars. They paid for all wars, both sides.
That's how the original Rothschild got rich. He gave gold to Napoleon. Then he started charging humongous interest for the other side. He funded both sides of World War One prior to World War One, the people in World War Two, and it's been going on for centuries. They know what they're doing. Well, I'm ready to take a nap. How about you people? So the Federal Reserve.
I just had my old man nap. I'm wide awake.
So the thing is that the Federal Reserve, and people don't know how dangerous it is. There would be not one penny. Now, one penny's worth of debt if the Treasury was in charge, as it's supposed to be, according to the Constitution, in charge of the currency. Okay.
Yeah,
now,
they'd have
penny.
To balance the budget. Yeah, they'd have to operate on honest money, you know.
Well,
we wouldn't
have
we wouldn't
debt.
Be paying two, yeah, we wouldn't be paying $300 for a hammer, you know, or $4,000
exactly.
for a toilet to be installed, you know,
that's
I guess
right.
in Congress.
My little buddy
exactly.
$600 commode, come on.
I know.
Well, I don't, Joe, the thing with this, Joe, is, like, see, last week, that what's-his-face was on here, Naj, and he was arguing about the Federal Reserve, you know, and the thing with this is that we know the Federal, you know, trying to make a case that the Federal Reserve, we need the Federal Reserve, it doesn't do no harm, you know, and that it's good for the country. You know, for someone to say that, either they're doing it out of spite, or they're just completely an ignorant asshole, or they're an enemy of the Republic. There's one of three things there, you know?
Well,
so, and I don't think he's stupid. So I think he was, you know, he might have been doing it out of spite,
yeah.
but you know what I mean?
You know what he's doing it for? Naj is not a stupid guy, but he's an avowed socialist. He says he leans towards socialism, so he's an avowed socialist.
Yeah, that's what I said, Joe. You're an enemy of the Republic. You know, he's an enemy of the Republic. That's what I said. You know, I know some people are like, oh, well, you know, maybe that's a little mean, you know. But no, he's an enemy. He's the enemy. He's, man, you know, he wants to take away your life, your country. That's the enemy right there, man. You know, that's how we have to look at it. We can't be friends with these people. We can't. They're destroying our country, our lives, our children, our future, everything. That type of belief, you know. I don't want to eat dinner with these people, you know.
The thing is that
he believes in a reserve. He said that?
Yeah. That's why I snapped on him. That's why I don't. Was it your show last week? I forget. It was one of these shows. I snapped on him.
I think it was Dan's show. I know
yeah,
I. Listened,
oh, it was Robert's show. I think it was Robert's show. It was Robert's. Yeah.
One of
you. Yeah, and I didn't. Yeah, and I didn't call in last night to Robert's show. I hope he doesn't think that's why. You know, I was just busy. You know, but. You know, because I didn't call in last night. But, yeah, man, no, it was on Robert's show. You know, and I don't want to do that. But when someone's talking like that, and you know, it's just like saying, I want to kill your kid. You know what I mean? That's how I take it. You know what I mean? It was my country, man. You know, I fight for the Republic. I'm part of the Guardians of the Free Republic. So I was part of that. I took an oath. And I believe in my oath to the Constitution. You know,
right.
I will die for my country. I don't care. You know, that's the way it is. I mean, I have kids, too. You know, I want them to have a good future. I don't want them World War III. You know, I don't want to see no wars.
Yeah.
And for people to talk like that's dangerous.
To me, that's surprising. That's really surprising he said that to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the Federal Reserve is the biggest enemy, Donnie. That's one of the biggest enemies. That's the head of the snake right there, you know?
Isn't like
that is.
Six families own the Federal Reserve, and then how it goes.
Yeah, they're private. Yeah, they don't even live in the U.S. They're private stockholders. We don't even know who they are. They don't even allow us to know who they are. You know,
that's the whole thing. It is a private entity. It's not. It's indirectly a part of the government, but it's a private entity, which they want to make people believe is part of the government to give a legitimacy. The Federal Reserve is sucking up trillions of dollars from the economy of the United States, and every central bank in every country does the same thing. That's their purpose. That's how they make money. When you read,
I call them once
here,
on my show. I call them once live on my podcast. Yeah, about 5 years ago. Yeah, they threatened me. They told me I didn't have no right calling them. They said, "I better not ever do it."
Surprising that a socialist like Federal Reserve, because Federal Reserve makes possible an instant expansion of the money supply for the welfare state. That's not a bit surprising. In fact, I would expect the socialists to be enamored of the Federal Reserve.
Get closer to your phone, Sarge.
Yeah, you're breaking it out, Sarge.
How about that?
You've been doing that the past
not
couple
much.
Shows. Yeah, you sound like terrible.
Might be the Bluetooth. Might be dying or something.
It's probably the headset.
I forget. I bought one of these stupid little mixing boards, and I can't figure it out. I don't know anything about it. It doesn't have the mic or headphones that come with it. It's like, but I can't figure out the damn thing. And before I, like, take a hammer to it, and, if somebody wants it, I'm going to give it to them. They can have it.
Well,
you know?
But the mixer.
I mean.
Are you saying?
Yeah, it's a little mixer.
Okay.
It cost $49.95. You know? It's a cheap one. But you know, it's a mixer, you know?
Okay, but is it a preamp?
I don't know nothing about it. You're talking Chinese right now.
Okay. I have to have a preamp with my mixer. So
Where would it say it on it? What, a 3-amp, you said? Hang on. Let me see something. Get the box to it. Let me get the box, and the box should tell me.
Okay, but $49, you don't have a preamp.
Probably not. And then I went and bought the stupid headphones, and then I tried using it last night, and the thing still didn't. That's why I was on the show last night. I got mad.
I bought brand new headphones. I got them last week, and two of them, and somehow they're not working right.
Oh, where's the fuck this thing?
I
got a green screen, though. So I don't know how to use that either. I don't know how to use that either. What's that for? It's a green piece of paper. Everybody said, put it behind me and do what?
Well, you can. It was usually for video, a green screen.
Okay.
You can put like a video behind you while you're talking. You can explain the video, or you can do a newscast, or, you know, just like you do on the news.
Backgrounds up and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So it just automatically does it on its own?
No.
Oh.
I don't have a green screen myself, but if I was going to do YouTube, I would get a green screen. And put behind me, and then you put in what you want.
You put in your own images, yeah.
And you come up behind you.
I think it's a 2-amp, Danny. I mean, Donnie, it's a 2-amp, I think. So is it 2A?
Two channel?
Yeah, or something. I think that's what it is. 2A, I think that's what it says.
2A?
I can't read it. The damn numbers are the letters are so damn small, you know.
For $49, you can read it at all.
Yeah, it's got two headphone slots. It's got two microphone slots, three microphone slots, and then it's got a thing you plug into for the computer, and then something else for music or something, or your phone.
Okay. Your computer. I'm sure you gotta have a preamp, which powers your mixer. Into your mine, I got mine hooked up to, I got a preamp 8 channel. I got an 8 channel, and it's hooked into my computer. And I had to have a preamp because that's the only way to power the mixer. So I'm sure you have a preamp yourself, and if I was you, I'd take that back.
Really?
I would.
I can't find the freaking instructions for it anyway right now. I can't stand that losing stuff. Man, I'm wondering, because I wanted to, it was on my mind all day. Now, I'll find it eventually, but, you know, it's just, yeah. I bought it at Walmart, you know. I was walking around, and I saw it, and I heard somebody talking about, you know, mixers and everything. I said, oh, let me get that, you know, and I went and bought it. Because, you know, you ask the employee at Walmart, you know, duh, I only work here, you know. You can't ask them nothing, so I just went ahead and bought it. So,
yeah, that's fine. I bought mine about 9, 10 years ago, and I think it's time for a new one. But I paid about $300 and something down. When you get one with a preamp, it costs more.
You can get them on Amazon. I thought two for real cheap though. You can get them on Amazon, like $100 for a real good one.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
We'll get Cinnamon. She wants to be put on. Cinnamon, you're on. Go ahead.
Huh.
Go ahead, Cinnamon. I can't hear you. Cinnamon. Cinnamon. I don't know. I got her on. I really do. Anyway, that's what I had to do. And I had to call my friend in New York to help me put this together.
Yep.
As I see it, I'm going, man, that's simple. That's simple crap. And I could help, but you got to have a preamp. What kind of computer do you have?
Oh, I've got, this is a desktop. I've got everything on this desktop. This is one of the best desktops you can buy. I mean, I've got, you know, it's fast as hell. Trust me. It's one of the best. My dad, before he passed away, gave it to me.
Oh, I believe it. Maybe you don't have to have a preamp. Just run it to your computer somehow. I don't know how that works. I've got something totally different.
Okay. Totally. Well, all I know is it's a little box. It's got all these little buttons on it, you know, for microphone, sound effects, high, low effect, reverb, whatever that means, you know.
Yeah. This is reverb.
Yeah, this says reverb on it. Yep.
Reverb.
Yeah. What reverb mean? What's that mean?
Well, you can make your voice different.
Oh, really?
You know, like echo. You know, you can do echo.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay.
That stuff.
Echo. Now, that only works for when you're a host, or can you call in and do that?
Well, you're calling in when I'm, you know, on mine. You're calling in through Blog Talk. I don't see why you couldn't on, you've got one that's strictly for a computer, right? That kind of plug-in?
Yeah, no, it says you can plug it into your phone, too.
Well, okay, phone, computer. So I don't have that. And I didn't want one like that because that looked weird to me. And I needed a preamp. And you might not. Just read the directions. It is simple. Once you figure it out, you'll be surprised.
I don't know how to hook it all up. Yeah, I don't know where to hook the wires into. You know, that's my problem.
Do you have a microphone?
Huh?
Hold on. Cinnamon, I can't get you on for some reason.
I can't find my phone. I got it muted.
Yeah, she's got her phone and it's muted. She can't find it.
Time to go to YouTube.
That's what that destruction sheet's supposed to be for.
Yeah, destruction is my hand.
Now, if I'm going to vote for you, Joe, you could have figured that out. Come on.
I'm into politics, man. all these Chinese directions and Mexican packing, I don't know anything about it.
You should ask Joe Montana how to do it because he's got 22 phones. He ought to know.
I know, right? That don't work.
Joe, help us out here, buddy.
Every phone, he ran out of minutes on that phone already. You know, every phone he's got, he's only able to talk like 3 or 4 minutes and get hangs up on him.
Yeah, every time he calls him, it's different numbers. Hell. Settle down, Otis, you're fine.
Hey, Donnie.
Yes.
I've got the 13 names of the Illuminati bloodline, which is the global elite, if
well,
you want to.
Let us know.
All right. You've got Astor, A-S-T-O-R, Bundy, Collins, DuPont, Freeman, Kennedy, Lee, that's L-I, Onassis, of course you know the Rockefeller and the Rothschilds, Russell, Van Duren, it's a D-U-Y-N, and this 13th, I can't pronounce it, it's a M-E-R-O-V-I-N-G-I-N, Merovingian, something like that. But I was surprised to see the Kennedy name there, but these are the Illuminati bloodlines. These are the people that rule the world.
Our Kennedy, group. Huh?
Yeah,
I never,
Kennedy.
I don't know.
And they're all intermarried.
Yeah, they are.
You did tell me about being there married, everybody's married in the same group or whatever.
Well, that's the way the royals do, too. You know, they only marry another royal, maybe in another country, but they keep it within the royals. And they're all related. All the royals are related somehow. I think it was Philip. Philip was a Greek, but he was some kind of a royal in Greece, and he married Elizabeth.
I know Charles and them were from Transylvania.
Yeah. Well, now you know.
Those 13 people.
Families. That's, yeah.
And we should be able to do something about it then if we know who they are, right?
Well, it's probably thousands of them, though, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, these names go way, way back. You know, these aren't like...
I didn't know Kennedy's. Right. Kennedy went way, way back. Hmm.
Well, they're included in this. I think John Doe did a show for you one night, and he played this audio about the Illuminati. Remember that, Donnie? The whole show was about
the
Illuminati, and they were all satanic. You know, all these families, families are satanic. None of them are Christians. They're either satanic or the Zionist.
That's the only one I don't know a lot of them, but the only one that really stands out to me is Kennedy's.
Well, the Onassis. I was surprised to see that one.
I don't know. They shipping tycoons. He had a lot of bucks. He had to pay Jackie a lot of money to marry him.
Well, I don't know if she was already wealthy.
She said
you know. Well,
she
her family. Yeah, her family had wealth, too.
Yeah.
That's why he had to pay a lot of bucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know who did it, but they were snapping pictures of Jackie on when she was on a yacht, old NASA's yacht, and she was nude. And somebody, I don't know how, but they took all these pictures. He's very pretty. She's pretty with clothes and without. She's a lovely woman. But, yeah, that's why she married Onassis. And she pissed off the Kennedy clan big time. They were upset with that marriage. I don't know. That's weird. We know, well, if we know the names of the families, why in the hell can't we do something about what the hell they're doing to the world?
Because they got money, and we don't.
Well, I think they're being taken care of, though. I do.
You what, Kathy?
I think, my opinion. Nobody else agrees with me, but I think these globalists and elites are being taken care of, if you know what I'm saying.
I do. I believe you, Kathy. Well, I always have. We've always been on the same page with that.
I think we have.
I know you.
Yeah, I think that you could probably throw my hand up there with agreeance with you on that. I think in our conversations, I'm right there with you on that.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I really am.
Yeah, but Kathy always said, people think I'm a freak.
Well, what was it recently came out?
What was it that recently came out? And I told you, Don, that Kathy and I have been talking about that for 3 years. Oh, I know what it was, or for 2 years. When Putin said that Ukraine had Nazi control.
Yeah. Yeah. You did
and Kathy and I said that 2 years ago. And yes, we were like, and people were like, you're crazy. There's no Nazis there. Da, 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 da. Well, look at what happened. It came out.
Oh, yeah. They're
talking about it on the news. They infiltrated the Ukrainian military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a whole section of the military that's Nazis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've been saying that ever since
the war began.
Gene already stuck it up my ass. So I believe you.
Well, I told y'all what 2 years ago when
who's making the noise?
And I
know.
I was Otis tangled up in my wires.
Aww.
Yeah, I remember had this clip of, you remember John Stewart gave a hero award to a Ukrainian Nazi at Disney World, and that was in September of 2022.
Yeah.
It was a Ben Swan clip. It's like, you know, he was flashing those tattoos, you know, with the Nazi symbols on it and everything, and it's like, oops.
Crazy.
I don't think they meant for that to happen.
I don't think so. But nobody's called him out on it. At least I haven't seen it anyway.
Well, what I'm getting at is a lot of what Kathy and I have been saying for the past 4 years, it's all starting to come out.
No, you have been.
Well, that's
doing Kathy and I.
That's one of the reasons why we all have to go out and find new conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Because all of our old conspiracy theories are turning out to be true.
I would say it's only a conspiracy theory, you know, until it's proven true, right?
Yeah. So I'm gonna play the dumb one here tonight. and ask, who is taking care of the elites? You know, you were talking about that. I'm going to play the dumb one. I want to see if what
the
I'm thinking, you're thinking, huh?
The white hats.
Well, I asked all the militaries if any of y'all had heard of the Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
And that is forces from a lot of the countries, probably not all of them. I know Poland, Russia, China, you know, India, you know, they are the ones that are taking out. It's the alliance that they have formed with special ops and everything. They're the ones taking out the tunnels, you know, mm-hmm. under everywhere, and they're the ones that's taking out these elites and globalists, literally arresting them, the ones that are left.
But that's not what he asked, really.
That's a conspiracy. The only facts that I have to back up is stuff I've seen on Monkey Works, where you had all of these flights back and forth to Cuba. I mean, Cuba, Guantanamo, you know, a very, very abnormal, you know, thing. And what's down there in Cuba, Guantanamo Bay?
Congressman just went to Cuba, matter of fact.
Yeah, but they went to Cuba. They didn't go to Guantanamo.
No.
Well, they went to Guantanamo Bay. I mean, he showed the flights going to Bay and then coming back. There was a CIA central
an agency
Florida.
Bird.
They would leave from there, fly to Guantanamo Bay, and then back, and then another one, and then another one. You know, all these prisoners, the ones that they are arresting, I mean, they have lawyers, so these weren't just people they have. So a lot of these flights were for the lawyers, too, back and forth, you know. JAG, you know. I mean, they can have a lawyer during a military tribunal.
Well, yeah, that's true. But the only thing I don't agree with you, Kathy.
What?
Is.
Which one?
when you say that Hillary Clinton's dead.
Yeah, I do.
There's a body. Body. Double. No,
possibly.
I don't believe that.
Possibly.
Nah.
I mean, you said, well, she tweeted this. Well, how do you know it was her tweeting it? You know, or somebody saw her on a beach. Well, who saw her, and when was it? You know, when did they see her on the beach?
But that's where you lose me, is things like that.
Well, I know, but, you know, I'm questioning, you know, anything that I see, you know, anything I see or hear, especially if it's on the news. I mean, what have we been seeing all this time about Ukraine? All these videos about the fighting and the killing, and they're still talking about it. Well, I think Putin's done cleaned that up. I think that's over. But you're still hearing about it.
Well, you've got to keep the washing machine full, you know. Hey, Kathy, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
All right, with Monkey Works, are you? Did you go over and join up on Patreon?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Daniel may have, but I didn't. Why? Why do you ask?
Well, because, you know, he's on Patreon and supposedly got more content and stuff over there. And so
yeah.
I was just, I have not gone over to Patreon yet. And I just, you know, I just don't know.
I just pull it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Know?
Yep,
and,
that's what I do.
I used to watch him a lot. You know, this is going back, what, 3 years maybe? But I don't keep up with him much anymore. I mean, he even talked about the weather modification aircraft. You know, he talked about that.
Yeah, all the interesting flights.
Yeah.
All right.
But no, I was just wondering if you had gone over to Patreon yet.
No.
Make sure what he has on his Patreon site.
Excuse me?
Go ahead, Kathy.
On YouTube, he has said in the past that what he is seeing is only about 20% is of what's really up in the air. He has said that. So there's a lot of other going on.
Well, he's only looking at military flights and government flights. He's not looking at all the commercial flights or anything like that. when he says he's probably only seeing 20%, that's a good possibility. Because they're not showing all the fighters and stuff that are up there.
No, uh-uh. But he has shown some, it's like flights back and forth to Central America or something, you know.
Yeah.
At one time, he suspected that these were people being deported from this country back down there. He said the plane would go down there full, and it'd come back empty. You know, these were civilian flights.
And how does he know it's empty?
He doesn't really say that much anymore, because he says, I don't know if they're going down empty, coming back full, or the other way around. But he suspects that they're going down empty and coming back full.
Probably now, way back a couple of years ago, when I was watching him pretty regularly, they were deported. He speculated. He didn't know for sure, you know, that they were deporting them. I mean, we've heard that they are flying them in, you know, these.
Yeah.
What was it I heard the other day? They don't want to call them illegals anymore. Call them newcomers.
Yeah, newcomers.
Yeah.
Trump mentioned it today. He said, do you believe they want to call these illegals newcomers now?
Yeah. Newcomers.
Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Did you find your phone?
Hey, ask her if her phone will ring if I call her, or if she
will
got the ring.
If Kathy calls you,
I don't know.
She doesn't know.
Let me call her.
You guys keep talking. I'm going to help her find her phone.
Well,
Dolphy Quine, I think Donnie was one making all that racket.
Yeah, I think so. moving stuff around on his desk or whatever, and you know, my mic on my laptop can be pretty sensitive, and I've had a lot of times where I got the TV on and it's you know, a little bit of volume, you know, I can hear a little bit of it, and everybody else can hear it.
Well, I have learned when I've got my phone on speaker that I do not run any water in the kitchen sink or anything.
Yeah.
Because you can, and my clock, my wind-up clock in here in the living room, Donnie used to complain about he could hear it. There it is, Daniel, right there. So what else you want to know about the Alliance?
Who's the top three?
Who is the Alliance?
32 countries so far.
Who are the top three? Who's the three that started it?
I don't know. I really don't, but I know...
Who do you speculate?
I know Russia and, believe it or not, China.
China.
Xi is not a communist. He may have been at one time, but not anymore. He's had as much trouble with the cabal in China as everybody else has had. So,
and North Korea's in it, aren't they?
Probably, because he had a lot of trouble with the cabal, too. You know, these visits that Trump made right after he was, you know, I don't know if he started when he won the election, but he made visits to all of these countries. You know,
Iran, Iraq, India.
Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
A lot of these, Japan. A lot of these countries, and they got on board. You know, they either had to get on board. I think he had a lot of dirt on them with human trafficking and stuff like that, other stuff, but they either complied or they would be taken out.
You know, and speaking of Trump and the Red Folder, do you remember the Red Folder? That he's had in several. There's speculation that was what the raid on Mar-a-Lago was for. They're looking for that red folder.
Orban of Hungary visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago here recently. Now, why would the president of Hungary come over here and visit with Trump at Mar-a-Lago? I know, but I'm giving you something to think about.
Yeah, I know. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
We've been on the same page since 2020.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. I found my phone. Thank you.
Woo woo.
Well, Daniel tried and to forbid. Call you.
He called me just a minute ago. right after I found it.
Oh, right after you found it? Okay.
Yep, I had it in my hand. I'm like, oh. Yeah, I plugged it in. Heaven forbid. And put it in the spot it's supposed to go when I plug it in.
You know, they're saying... A lot of Chinese are coming across the southern border, you know?
Yeah.
They are hearing that. Well,
yeah. I think one estimate was 50,000 to 100,000 have come across.
Yeah.
I think
it's a couple years.
Yeah. I think it's some of the CCP getting out of China and places like that, maybe Taiwan.
They have to do that. I think so too, Kathy. I believe wholeheartedly. You just don't get out of China.
No.
Like
no. If it is all true, and I do believe it is, that Xi is getting rid of the cabal in China. They're leaving. I mean, they're leaving. You know,
right.
you may be seeing families, but even a communist person has family. They're going to want to take their family with them if they leave.
So well, I think they're trying to disperse here to take us over as sleeper cells.
Well,
to start a war inside our country.
I just don't think that's going to happen. I know it was a year ago.
But I think he's right.
Well,
they're military-aged men.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep,
for
and, many.
And the women and the women coming across are also military age women.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm. Have y'all wondered why we haven't had any riots, burning, Antifa, Black Lives Matter? How long? What? 2 years?
No, it's been a while. Yeah.
They're waiting. They're waiting for the election, and when Donald Trump wins, they'll come out in force.
Oh, you
well,
bet.
But I am hearing that they are broke, that their funds have been cut off. They're broke.
I mean, Soros isn't funding them anymore?
Well, I heard they were broke. I think Soros is dead. I mean, I don't...
Oh, I think so, too, but...
I hear what you say.
No, no, you guys didn't see... Wait. You guys missed the picture. He went on vacation because he had his son take over.
Yeah.
They showed pictures of him out on a yacht getting ready to go swim in the ocean. And somebody, nope. But he had people had to hold him up, this frail little white body. Oh, it was bad.
Oh, Rockefeller, is he dead?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's dead.
But Biden has been on the board and he's been in the office.
I'd like to know how the hell these people live so long. I've been waiting. Finally, Kissinger kicked off. He's another one roasting in hell. Next to John McCain, George H.W. Bush.
And Rockefeller.
Oh, yeah. That's
Don't
what I
forget. Don't forget the wrinkled flags.
The what?
The wrinkled flags. That was on.
Nothing else. How in the hell did I hear that? Sorry. I thought you said
on
wrinkled.
On the coffins.
Donnie.
That's what I thought.
Wrinkled on the coffins.
Yeah.
I think these people were arrested and tried for treason and crimes against humanity, and they were executed.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Now, who are you talking about?
Soros. George Soros?
You do.
McCain, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yep.
Wow. Now, why would they all be executed?
Because that's
they're found guilty.
That's your military tribunal. That's what they do. They execute you if you are tried for treason.
Yeah.
And this other stuff.
Why would that be executed?
Why what?
Ginsburg. Why would she be executed?
She tried for treason.
For what? What did she do?
Know.
Oh, you
I don't know. Other than being radical, I don't know exactly what her charges was, but that was one of them.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I don't think you're right on that. See, that's where you guys lose me. I don't know. Mike, I don't know. You know.
Did y'all hear what Trump said about Lindsey Graham? His rally.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
He sits down when he pees or something.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
He brought his name up, and he said about he sits down when he pees.
Oh, gosh.
Who?
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey
Graham. Trump said that about Lindsey Graham.
It wasn't. No, I take that back. It wasn't a rally. It was Trump calling in to some host, you know.
Yeah.
It was a town council. A town council. And Trump got Trump on the phone. And
all right. Who's doing what?
Holy. What the hell?
It's not me.
It's me. I got everything plugged in. That's the problem.
Okay, don't move. Just talk.
Good luck.
Stay perfectly still.
It's me and the dog, I tell you. Otis isn't helping me out any with that panting. Can you guys hear that?
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, earlier he was snoring, now he's panting like... Oh, no, he's laying down, relaxed. My old boy's got a brain tumor, and I tell you what, I stay up all night with this
dog.
He's
doing very well.
Doing pretty good, yeah. He sure is. But he keeps me up at night. I stay up all night. I went to bed, what time was it? So then laid down after you went to work. No, before you did. About 1 o'clock this afternoon or something. Because the boy, you know, I got to keep an eye on the boy. I promised him I'd be with him all the way. There you go.
Yeah, and I think between the two of you, you wake each other up. Like, he finally gets
Whoa.
Where he's sleeping, and he's settled. And then you go into the kitchen, he's like, oh, it's midnight snack time, and then he's totally awake. And then you're looking to go to sleep, and he's, like, looking for more food.
And blame me. You give him a sleepy pill. What's that other thing you got? He's got for him? Xanax. The dog's on Xanax, so he's already a pill head. He's already a pill head, aren't you, buddy? Yes, sir.
He only takes the Xanax when he's nervous.
Cinnamon, bring me that little red thing, that little round thing before I forget. Yeah, he gets nervous. He gets scared because, you know, sometimes he can't see and sometimes he can't hear, and it scares him. And I don't blame him. It would scare me. Right, buddy boy? I don't know if he can hear me. He's my boy. I heard that wolf. They're making fun of you. They're making fun of you, buddy boy. Get over here. There you go. Hear that little tick-tick? That's his nails on my...
Hey, Donnie.
Yes. Yes, dear.
I got more bad news down here.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember my cousin Charlotte?
Yeah.
Remember Charlotte?
Sure, yeah.
Well, she's been in ICU for 3 weeks, and she probably won't live through Monday.
What the hell's going on with her?
Well, I don't know. They claim she had COVID at home. She had COPD, and she used to vape a lot. She smoked years ago. She used to vape a lot.
And COVID.
I know, but that's what they were saying. But then it turned into pneumonia, and then all kinds of things started happening. Her blood pressure fluctuating. She's got some kind of she's got staph now, but she had candida fungus, some kind of fungus.